the air that we breathe. But you best believe this is a killer of dreams. Jack the Ripper on the streets, making the seas of everyone he meets. It's like the Walking Dead inside your head, where the zombies are real, but they don't chew flesh. They do the best with this voodoo hex to chew on your mind and move on to who's next. Stubborn-minded is not open-minded. We wear little watches cause we're short on time. Just search inside it, you surely find it. Remember, in life, if you ain't growing, you're dying. So look to every day as a new beginning. Find your gift and make your life have meaning. Then give it away with a purposeful feeling. Being better than you used to be to fight a human being.
Fighting on the good fight, always paying it forward. A champion to the cause, you know I carry the torch. Whatever the source, for the force of effort I'm giving it. Make a difference on this planet in hopes the world just might benefit. All I wanna do is improve. Can't even figure out my next move, my next move. The few of you who are like-minded people, who are fed up, sick and tired of all of this evil.
If I want to change the world, I got to change myself first. Lose all the hate, never berate other soldiers. Replace with love, smoke tons of bud, share it with love. Spread peace like a dove, feed all who don't have enough. In my city, they're dying every day, not enough food on the plate. Kids served up as bait, crime rate escalates. A riot in the streets the other day, during the Easter celebration. If I could, I'd change it all today, listening to what I say.
Fighting on the good fight, always paying it forward. A champion to the cause, you know I carry the torch. Whatever the source, for the force of effort I'm giving it. Make a difference on this planet in hopes the world just might benefit. All I wanna do is improve. Can't even figure out my next move, my next move. The few of you who are like-minded people, who are fed up, sick and tired of all of this evil.
Always wishing I could win the lotto, change my friends and family's world tomorrow. When I reach in my pocket, it's hollow, except for the pills I swallow. It's my life, don't follow, holler at myself in a shattered mirror. Suddenly like a premonition, it's finally clear. Time to face fear, kick myself in the rear. Get in gear, set of tears for too many years. I couldn't fucking see, change this world, I gotta change me. Starting fucking right now, doing this to make you proud. So get real loud, draw a crowd as we get down. Telling y'all right now, we're changing up ski town. My kids can just run around, playing on safer ground. Laughing and joy of sounds, happiness to just drown. Pass a fucking joint around. We all get high now, stand up and take a bow.
Fighting on the good fight, always paying it forward. A champion to the cause, you know I carry the torch. Whatever the source, for the force of effort I'm giving it. Make a difference on this planet in hopes the world just might benefit. All I want.
You're listening to The Art of Phone Lurking. Phone Lurking. Phone Lurking. Phone Lurking.
I call you on a telephone.
On the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation. Prank Call Nation.
Prank Call Nation. Prank Call Nation. Calling our movie king.
Come in close. Closer. Because the more you think you see, the easier it'll be to fool you. My job? To take that most precious of gifts you give me, your attention, and use it against you.
Hit it!
Okay, welcome to the Art of Phone Lurking.
Oh, my God. You know what time it is?
Yes, sir. I'm well aware of what time it is.
Hit it! Sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's so damn funny?
You're a faggot. That's what's funny.
So let me ask. May I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah, anything.
Exactly. How much longer are you expecting to sit here and listen to this before I hang up? Well, do most people just go ahead and hang up?
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, how many fingers can your wife take in her ass?
Good. Yeah.
You know, your wife can get in on this, too, if you want. We can all have, like, a big orgy on that couch.
No, actually, I'm not okay with that.
You're welcome to join us if you like.
Look, yeah, because I'm not wearing any clothes. I got comedy coming over. Make the meatloaf.
Jeannie, what would you say about Zeta's future?
Genital words.
I'm a hacker. I hack computers. I have your profile up here.
No, I have uncles that, you know, would cut you guys all into pieces.
Listen to me. This is really important. Did you get a call from any of those people posting on Craigslist? You need to not listen to them if they call you. They're saying they're running an experimental lab.
We are electrocuting monkeys to test out a new lip gloss.
You what? You electrocuting monkeys?
We're electrocuting some of them. In other words, we're cracking a whip at.
They need to delete my freaking number.
If I find you, I'm going to kick your ass because Dan just fucked me up and I didn't expect it. He has me the phone and he just fucked me up. What the fuck?
Man, how big is your husband?
It's none of your fucking business.
Excuse me, man. Don't use that language.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for calling me gay, asshole.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of The Art of Phone Larking. Should be a pretty interesting show, hopefully. Sometimes it is, sometimes it sucks. But tonight should be good, even though I've been busy working my ass off on a super secret project that I can't talk about right now, but busting my ass. Intro song coming in before my actual intro song. I wanted to do a little local promotion. These guys, it's a rap group, or I guess you still call them rap groups. Maybe a hip-hop crew. I don't know what you call them these days. When I was young, it was rap groups. They're a local rap group from my little small city. It's MC Infinite. And it's featuring the Ski Town Killers, or Killers, I guess would probably be how they say it, Killers. So, I really dig that song. I think those guys are coming along pretty good. I heard a couple other ones. Maybe I'll play some other ones in the future. That was the one that I think I like the most. So if you dig it, I don't have show notes like Arby, so I can't say I'll put a link in my show notes. So if you dig it, if you type in Ski Town, SKEETOWN, and then KILLAS, Killers, into YouTube, they have a whole channel, and they just, MC Infinite just released a album called Above the Influence, which seems to be pretty good. I've only listened to three songs off of it so far, and I liked all three. All three were pretty good. They seem to get pretty creative with their sampling, and their lyrics aren't bad. One of the other songs that I kind of dug was talking about how you know, it's basically talking about friends who got into drugs way too deep, and now they're all fucked up and you don't even know them anymore, kind of thing. So a little bit similar to one of the songs last week that I played by that other rapper. Forget his name already. Hopson. He was pretty good too. He's pretty underground, but way more well known than these guys. But so MC Infinite and featuring the Ski Town Killers, "Change the World" was the name of that song. So if you liked it, go check it out. Listen to it. My next announcement. I have another announcement. I click on the chat room and I see Evil Idea says Giants down with the niggas. They're actually white dudes in that song. They're white dudes. I think they're all white dudes. I know I've met a couple of them before and I know they were white. So anyways, I'm working on a project that I brought up like a year ago. I mean, as a working title, we'll just call it The History of Prank Phone Calls, right? And I've gotten some help recently. I started a Google document with it and started really pushing some pushing to get some people to help me. RBCP's helped. Carlito's going to help. Trainwreck's helped. And we're building this huge timeline, and we're putting together all these links, you know, of important things that have happened. So I wanted to do a little bit of crowdsourcing because I don't want to miss something. If you got any, you know, kind of the big things that I think I'm missing right now that you could help with, if there's any news articles of, like, you know, like crimes, prank call crimes, you know, things, and I prefer video over just text. So, you know, if you got any news stories, that would be fucking sweet, you know, like the PrankNet stuff, things like that. Just, you know, send it to my my Facebook, my Art of Phone Larking Facebook, and I'll give you credit as contributors. And the other thing that I was really needing is any movie, TV show, cartoon. It could be from the 80s, it could be from the 50s. An example that I found was Leave It to Beaver. They were doing prank phone calls on Leave It to Beaver. Literally, they were doing stupid fucking prank phone calls. I need clips like that. So if anybody remembers, oh, in this cartoon, I remember, you know, and if you don't remember, if you don't want to look it all up, if you can't find it and shit like that, just say, hey, one time on Gilligan's Island, you know, Gilligan, you know, started prank calling on the coconut phone, you know, some boat or some shit. I don't know. That didn't really happen. But anything like that, just, you know, just hit me up. We'll find it. Trainwreck is proven to be an awesome researcher and finding shit. So, yes, I know about The Simpsons, and that's actually going to be really cool because The Simpsons is actually ripped off the tube bar pranks from the 70s. There's some documentation, and I'll go over that in the movie, too. So anyways, anything you can do to contribute, I would be grateful. The more information we get, the bigger and longer and better it'll be. So this is something I'm really going to do. It's just going to take some time to make. And the first step I got to do is put together all my material so I can start to weave a story to tell. And the reason I really want to do this is because as I started to research, I realized nobody has ever made anything like this. Normally when I go to make something, I can just rip off other people's work and really make it happen. In this case, nobody's ever done anything like it. So I could use some help because I want to make it right. Because if nobody's ever done it before, well, then we become the experts in the field, so to say. So anyways, just send me, you know, private messages on the Phone Larking Facebook. That's the best way to get me messages. I check that shit every time somebody sends me something. So I'll appreciate any help, and just go ahead and include your screen name or whatever, and you'll get put in the credits as a contributor. All right, so that's enough of my updates. Tonight's show, we got Trainwreck back. Welcome, Trainwreck.
Hello.
Hello. My friend from the north.
Yes.
And as always, and I don't know where he's been. You probably haven't heard him in a while, but Dwight's here. So.
Yeah, this is my last show. I fucking quit.
Oh, no.
No.
Don't do that. So,
please.
Yep.
I just found one for you. Right here. There's a link for you for your thing.
Where'd you send it?
I put it in the IRC for everyone to enjoy.
Oh.
Well, it's when Beavis and Butthead were making prank calls.
Oh, no. Perfect. Hey, will somebody take that and email it to my phone marking so I don't got to fucking pause my show right now to do that? Just email it to my phone marking. And that's awesome. That's perfect, dude. That's what I'm talking about. Just some kind of memory you have.
Now, everyone wants to donate to Dwight for more shows. You just donate so he can go get beer, and then he makes the callings.
So, anyways, just like Dwight just did, just if you have a memory, you know, oh, I remember one time on Punky Brewster and her dog fucking,
whatever his name was again, Steve, I don't know. They were doing prank phone calls, and, you know, just tell me that. Or Saved by the Bell, I don't know, just shit you remember. So I got a bunch so far, but I want a ton. I want a ton of clips. So to show how ingrained it is into our culture. So. All right, cool. How you doing tonight, Dwight? Still got some fuel in the tank?
Yeah. There's some in the fridge. It's called beer.
Perfect.
In about 45 minutes, shit's going to jump off.
What do you mean?
That means that's when I'm going to open the beer.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you were already drinking in about 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
Past coherent.
No, about 11 o'clock, I start drinking.
I gotcha.
Because I used to have to really pace myself because, like, during... nights Brent Westwood would go on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by the time he'd want to get off, like, I'd be totally shit faced. Yeah. I'm like, oh,
no, I know what you mean, because I don't drink and do the show very often, but when I have, I gotta make sure that I'm not all shit faced when we first start, or I end up extremely drunk. So, and then I don't even know if I'm talented at that point. At that point, I'm just kind of pushing numbers and hoping that people answer.
Yeah. You're dialing 911 and shit, and asking them if their refrigerator's running.
Yeah, well, that's a good joke. That's my logo.
Yes.
All right. Tonight's show. Let's go over my ads. I put out I got two ads again. That's typically what I try to do. So if one gets boring,
shout out to Jag TV.
Shout out to Jag TV and his channel of randomness. I'm friends of him on Facebook, and holy shit, does he just put up constant videos of random stuff. I feel like I could walk around his work and know where I'm going. So I have ad number one, $10,000 for at-home robot beta testers. And then here's the actual ad. A Japanese robot company looking for 50 households to beta test their new home helper robots. All participants will receive $10,000 for allowing the company to install the robot in their house for 15 days. If you're interested in learning about more about this beta testing program, please respond to this ad with your name and evening number, blah, 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 blah. It says Ryan Token, Japanese Robot Association, or JARA, which is a real thing, so if they looked it up, they'd hit that.
That's good.
Ad number two, $5,000 per day to join our secret experiments. First of all, this got a whole bunch of what are these secret experiments? All kinds of that shit. But we are looking for individuals who would be interested in joining our secret experiments. We cannot get into much more details over this post, but if you're interested in being part of something groundbreaking, are able to keep everything you experience a secret, and are interested in being compensated $5,000 a day for your participation, please reply to this email with your name, number, and one of our representatives will call you shortly. And then I signed that one Roger Taft, because I've been posting Ryan Token in them areas a lot. So, and that's Sunny Neo Laboratories, which is a real thing off of a video game or some shit. I don't know. I fucking typed in experimental laboratory, and then that came up, and I clicked on the link, and it was some shit to a video game. I don't even know what the hell it was. So, those are our two ads. And I have several ideas, and some will probably suck, but maybe we can get a couple good calls. I'm hoping they all suck, because I'm too busy editing other videos to sit and fucking worry about posting good prank phone calls. Because I don't know if you guys seen, but four more went up last week. Four more?
Good job.
Yes. Okay. Let's do some calls. What do you guys say?
Let's go.
All right. Let's see. Which one do I want to do? I got...
First one.
Well, I got a list of ideas. Oh, okay. And these ideas, I'd sit and jot down all kinds of fucking ideas. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Okay, I'll just pull one. All right, we're calling John. I don't know. Hopefully I'm not too burned out from everything today. I feel kind of overran already. Like I've been running a miracle mile all fucking day trying to get this shit done.
Hello?
Hello, this is John.
Hi, John. This is Ryan Tolkien. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
You responded to a Craigslist ad that I had posted. We were looking for some people to do some robot beta testing.
I'm sorry, one more time?
You responded to a Craigslist ad that I posted. We were looking looking for some people. We're from the Japanese Robot Association. We're looking for some people to do some beta testing of our robots.
Yeah, robots in the house,
exactly. Now you're there. Okay. Okay, if you're still interested, I don't know, and we can go over some details.
I am interested, but, I'm going to have to park with my kids.
Okay. Okay,
can I call you like on Monday?
Can I try you again in just a little bit or something? Because we're just doing, right now we're, you know, me and several other guys are doing some phone calls just to see if people are interested, so.
You caught me at a bad time, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, no robots
for
you.
Sorry about that.
No robots for you. No robots.
I got my kids right now, so I got three girls.
Hey,
so
hey buddy, why don't you tell your kids to shut the fuck up?
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry, that was my associate.
Assistant? Faggot. Cocksucker. You fucking faggot.
That's it. Send in the robots.
You too, buddy.
Cocksucker. Fuck off.
Send the robots on molest.
You faggot and you cocksucker. You fucking faggot, cocksucking dick.
Listen here, you cocksucking motherfucker. I'm tired of your voice tearing up my fucking telephone. I'm trying to call some important people, you
come
dick
on,
licker.
What are you doing?
You in the fucking park looking at kids there, you little faggot?
Hey, young up. Well, that took a quick turn.
Yeah.
Good job, though.
I figured we weren't getting anything out of him. So
I know. I was trying to see if we could call him back in just a little bit.
No robots for you.
Yeah, no robots for you. All right, we'll blow him off the list. Yeah. Okay, this lady.
I don't know. Sloth wants us to call back.
Yeah, I just deleted him. Fuck him.
Wait a minute. Where's his number?
If you guys want a guy who's just going to yell at you and swear, he's perfect. Because he actually was enjoying it. He'd be like, fuck you, faggot, you wop motherfucker.
You cocksucker.
Yeah, he was actually enjoying himself. And good job, Trainwreck. He can tell when it's time to jump in.
Yeah, thank you.
Just jump in and call people names.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is... And she didn't have a name. She didn't put a name, but the email address, you know, sometimes it shows the name at the top, you know, like whatever name they assigned, first and last name. It was Idaho Girl.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to call her. Sometimes these go good when I just call people names that aren't theirs, like number six or Asian guy.
Number six, report.
All right.
Update status.
Dwight, you're my construction guy. Idaho girl. From the Idaho.
Your call has been forwarded to an auto.
Try one more time. Just because I think she was ignored. I think it's a Joe as in a girl because it's J-O.
This is Joe. Didn't answer, so...
Definitely a girl.
Hey, this is Joe, and I'm calling you back, Joe.
Hey, this is Joe. G-O.
Hey, this is Joe. Didn't answer, so guess.
I don't know what she was going to say, but something stupid. Stupid.
Might want to try to call her back later.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see.
Maybe.
We'll call.
Who knows?
Lena. Lena. This other guy, I just seen a note. This other guy freaking said he was like, one of his qualifications was he speaks Japanese. Yeah, we're gonna send Japanese robots that don't understand English.
That's mandatory. Oh, I hear that you speak Japanese. Can you give us a sample, please?
The person at extension.
That wasn't an extension. Wasn't supposed to be, at least.
Yeah.
Alright. So, let's see. The Hendina? Heninda? Yeah. Like this. It's Hawaiian, nonetheless, so this thought would be good.
Let's start the call back.
The last time I talked to some Hawaiian about robots, I was insisting that the robots were already on their way, and that he needed to be ready with the emergency kit that had an MP5 of an extra clip for when the robots go crazy.
Beep, boop, beep.
Maybe you can play a French-Canadian robot.
Yeah, I can try to do that. Maybe speak some French. That will confuse the shit out of them.
Aloha, you've reached Hanadina.
Aloha!
Please leave me a message with your name, phone number, and...
Want to leave a message? Oh, okay.
No, I'm going to call her back.
Okay.
Because she needs to answer, damn it. So one of these people need to answer. The phone's been ringing for 5 fucking minutes.
Damn coconut phones. Coconut head.
Motherfucker. Alright, let's look for the next one.
Aloha, you've reached Hanadina.
Alright, we're trying Emily. Let's see if Emily will answer. My god.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Emily.
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Emily. This is Ryan Token. I'm calling from the Japanese Robot Association. You responded to a Craigslist ad we posted.
I did. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Good. I mean, if you're still interested, we can go over some details and kind of tell you how all this is going to go down.
Sure, absolutely. I'm driving right now. Can I call you back in a few minutes when I'm home?
How long you need? Because what I'll do is I'll call one other, because I'm going down the list of people, so I'll call one other person. I'll call you back. Do you just need a few minutes or?
Okay, yeah, just a few minutes. Yeah, that'll be perfect.
Okay, I'll call you back in a few minutes.
Yeah. Great. Thanks.
Bye. All right. Bitch. At least we know she'll answer, so when we can listen to the phones ring for the next 10 minutes. Yeah. Yeah, we'll call her back. Alright, what's this person?
Oh, yeah.
This is Cat.
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Oh, Cat, answer your phone. We're going to call you back. My God. Maybe word's out, man. Word is out.
Yeah.
These dicks have been playing on the phone for a while.
How's the word?
Your call has been for...
Motherfuckers. It's frustrating when...
Yeah.
Like, literally nobody's answering. But now, what male do you think JAMA is? J-A-M-A. Or what? Not male. What, sex?
I think it's a girl.
JAMA?
Yeah.
Hopefully, thick accent and inability to understand English. I feel like one of those type of calls right now.
Yeah, that would be fun.
You don't recognize the number, but still answer your fucking phone.
Sorry, I missed your call. Please leave me a message. I'll call you back.
Oh, yes. We gotta get her to answer.
Yeah. Was that a kid?
No, it was a lady.
No? Oh, my God.
English. I'm almost sorry.
Yay.
We gotta get her. That's... I love that. You ever hear the call when I got that lady to start her hair business?
Giving a sexual massage.
Yes.
It was an Asian lady, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No?
She wasn't Asian, but she was extremely attractive, and she had her picture up in...
I think I remember that call. Yeah. It was pretty good. Was it about a month ago or 2 months
Sorry,
ago?
Sorry, I missed your call.
Probably last fall.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'm mistaken then.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm going to try it one more time. But yeah, no, I got that. Stop it. Stop it, Dwight. But the ad she posted was so ridiculous. Happy endings guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
She totally didn't pick up on that.
Did she? So she posted the ad that you tell her.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure she got all
kinds. I hope you have
Hi, I'm looking for JAMA.
Hello?
JAMA?
Yes.
Hi, JAMA. This is Ryan Token. I'm from the Japanese Robot Association. You responded to my Craigslist ad. We were looking for people to beta test our robots. It was $10,000 to help beta test our robots.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
You had responded to our Craigslist ad. You know Craigslist, yes?
What do you say?
You know Craigslist, yes?
Oh, yeah. Hi, yeah. Calling about Craigslist?
Yeah, yeah. We were calling, JAMA's name was on it. She had responded to our Craigslist ad. We're from the Japanese Robot Association, and we were looking for people to beta test some home helper robots.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so did you answer the ad, or was it JAMA?
I answered the ad. I'm sorry. Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Who's the homeowner?
It's me.
Okay. Okay.
It's an apartment. I don't own the home. It's an apartment.
Oh, that's fine.
My name
that's
is
fine.
JAMA. Yeah.
Oh, you're JAMA. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I guess I did. I thought my mistake. I thought JAMA was a female name, but I am not familiar with even where JAMA's from. What region is JAMA from?
My sister answered the phone, so that's correct. Female answered the phone, so it was for me, but yeah, I'm JAMA.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you, JAMA. My name's Ryan.
All right.
Okay. Just to give you a little bit of background on kind of what these robots are, the Japanese Robot Association, we actually represent several different companies from Japan, and... Okay. And as you may or may not know, with the advancement of Osimo, the robot, there's several other companies out there pushing to get new robots on the market. And one of the companies is called Paxil, and Paxil is actually making a you could almost call it a Jetsons style robot. Are you familiar with the Jetsons?
You know, it's like
It's like a helper robot. It does all kinds of interesting things. And the thing, like the ad says, we're looking for 50 homes or apartments to put the robot in, and then the company in turn pays $10,000 for a constant, you know, like a constant feedback. So there will be daily logs, and at the end of the day, there will be, or at the end of the 15 days, there will be an, like an exit interview. You know, you just talk about the pros and cons. So Yeah. So I mean, are you still interested?
Yes, absolutely. How long? Only 15 days?
15 days. That's it.
Okay.
15 days. You'll have a moving robot in your house, so it's fairly intrusive, and that's why it pays so well. And plus, we expect absolute, you know, feedback. So
I like that. I don't mind.
Okay. I have my contractor on the phone with us. Dwight, are you there?
I think Dwight is. We'll be right back.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right, he'll be back in just a second.
But I can take his place.
Okay. All right. Basically, this we're going to have to come in. We're going to have to basically reinforce some of the floor joists and probably kind of open up some of the walls. It's a pretty good sized robot. It comes in at. Just about 5,500 pounds. It's about the same weight as a Cadillac Escalade. So,
what kind of robot is that?
Well, it's a helper robot. It does so many different things. It's an amazing robot. I mean, How big is it?
I mean, is it like give me a dimensional overview, like
about
50
like your
by
fridge.
20
yeah, about,
or what?
About the size of your fridge, and it has tank treads.
So is it under its own motion?
Yeah, it's completely in motion. It's going to travel all around your house.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, I have a basement. It's not that huge of a basement because it's an apartment. But
No, the tank treads actually allow it to go up and down stairs. I mean, it can travel all over. I mean, this thing was designed for military use, but with the fact that Japan hasn't really been in any wars in some time, they don't have much of a market for it, so they're actually reprogrammed it to be a helper robot in the house. So like I said, it's pretty
I know Osimo is a very small human looking robot.
He's very limited in what he can do. Most of what he does is just pre-programmed simple task. It looks cool, but really, he does nothing compared to this robot. So, this robot will be fully independent. We will put it in your house. You guys will interact with it, but we will not mess with any programming unless something was to go awfully wrong. So, basically, what we're going to need, you know, like I said, that's why I got Dwight here. Is Dwight back yet?
No, I think he's going out for lunch.
Maybe you can answer some of the questions.
Sure.
Basically, we're going to have to, like I said, go in. We're going to have to resupport your floor joists, and we're going to have to make sure all your
doors bigger.
Yep, the doorway openings have to be
at
least 4.5 feet wide.
Yeah,
and if you have any kind of carpet.
I do have a carpet. I mean,
okay,
that's an apartment, so I can do a renovation of the whole apartment.
Yeah, you're gonna want to roll up your carpet. You're gonna want to roll up your carpet, and we're actually going to put down. It's like a steel plate flooring cover because the tank treads will damage wood and carpet. So
and we do not want that.
Yeah, we don't want. We want your place looking. Well, besides the modifications, we want it to look exactly like, you know, before we came. We're not looking to trash the place. So,
Hey, buddy, where do I return this robot to try to fuck me?
Oh.
Hello?
Is that an angry customer?
Someone, he's trying to fuck someone?
I don't know. Maybe...
I don't know.
We have other people calling
out. Hey, let me ask you something, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, where are you going to upload the video? Because I know you're brain calling people, man.
What?
I know you're brain calling people because the guy who applied for it is a friend of mine. My name is Jason. You know Jason? Hello?
Your name is Jason? Is
that what you said? My name is Jason. The guy who applied for it is Edwin, but he put some other name, you know?
My name is Thomas.
Who's
your name
Edwin?
Is Thomas?
Yeah.
Who's Edwin?
Edwin is the guy who I don't know. He put my name, my number, my cell phone number on Craigslist.
What's Edwin's number?
What kind of robot are you describing, man? You have a video of the robot?
No, I told you it was originally a military robot, but they.
I mean, you trying to? No.
Can I have Edwin's number?
Sir, huh? We are asking and saying the question. You answer, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Ask me a question, and okay. I'll ask you a question, then. You can answer mine. No. Okay.
Silence. Go ahead, mister.
All right.
Wait a minute. Who is this fucking guy? We're trying to do the interviews and shit, and this guy's just wasting our time.
Edwin's bullshitting us. We need
giving
his
us attitude.
Yep. Could you give us Edwin's number, please?
Listen, buddy. We make
Edwin's
a lot of money.
You want Edwin's number?
Yeah.
He's at work. You want to call him at work?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me see your number.
Give
man.
Us his cell phone.
You know, this is kind of bullshit. We do a lot of important work here. We got people wasting our time is money.
Number. I'll give you his number. Relax, man.
All right. And why is he putting your name on to our ads?
He speaks Spanish only. He speaks kind of like he doesn't speak English, but he doesn't speak much.
I got you. I got you. So he wanted somebody else to look into it.
You can understand him.
Yeah, no, that's fine. He wanted somebody else to look into this.
What off-ramp is he selling oranges at?
Huh?
What off-ramp, what exit is he selling oranges at? I'm going to get me some fucking oranges.
What you say, bro?
So that motherfucker on the corner selling some oranges and shit?
Yeah.
All right, give me this fucking number there, buddy.
I will. Just give me 1 second, man. I'm trying to look for it on my old phone number, my old cell phone.
All right.
What kind of a robot is that, man? That you gotta fucking tear down the house and shit, man? Come on, bro. I know you're trying to brain call him. You can do that, man. I'll give you his number if you want.
For 10 grand, you should fucking be doing anything you want. For 10 grand, you should
be
over here.
Man, I make fucking 8 grand a month. I don't need 10 grand.
For 10 grand, you should be over here blowing my
ass. He makes good money. He makes like $4,000. I don't know what the fuck he would be interested in. Some shit like that.
Sir?
Yeah.
We are asking the question. You answer, okay?
How many people are in this fucking line, man? How many of you are there?
Trace.
How many money?
Who was the guy who was trying to, the robot was trying to fuck? Who was molesting the fucking robot?
That's part of the funk. Yes, absolutely. This robot does all kinds of shit like that.
Can it help me jack off?
It's like a prostitution vending machine.
We got a fucking, we got a robot with a dildo on the front of it that could fucking take you to Pound Town there, pal.
I need it for my girlfriend, motherfucker.
If your girlfriend needs to be taken care of,
then
you
got
some Dwight meat for.
All right, do you got Edward's number, or are you just stringing us along?
I'm trying to charge my phone. Give me 1 second. I'll give you. Don't worry. I'll give you.
Your girlfriend really needs
some line, man. I know you motherfuckers ain't got shit to do. I know you guys ain't got shit to do, man.
What
kind of cell phone do you have?
You can prank call him. In fact, if he both answers...
He's got that fucking Obama phone.
Some kind of coconut phone?
What the fuck is that?
Hey!
Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Hey, we ask the questions. You answer.
What the fuck is your Obama phone, motherfucker? What the fuck is that?
Why don't you take that fucking tone down, pal? I don't appreciate it.
What the fuck are you talking about, asshole? Hey. You fucking assholes, man. I'm trying to give you the number. Be polite, motherfucker. I'm trying to be polite.
I will be polite if you give me the number. But I can't promise Dwight to be polite.
Cool. You can be polite, but the other motherfucker is screaming. You fucking drunk. Shut the fuck up, man.
Hey, this is my company. I'll fucking...
If you don't fucking crack, man, you motherfucker smoking crack, motherfucker.
You know what I really want to do? I want to take a line of coke off of your girlfriend's
ass. You trying to fool people, man. You can prank some people. But
he asked the question. You answer.
Fucking beaner. Chinga.
Fucking puttos.
Alright, well, we got a ton of other numbers. So.
I saw this.
Hey, I'm giving you the number, Lex, man. I'm giving you the number.
Hurry up, dude.
Are you activating your tracers?
Walmart,
I think he's activating his tracers, guys.
Yeah, beep boop, beep boop, beep boop, beep boop, beep boop.
Lex, asshole.
Hey, man.
Tell your
mom. What's wrong with you motherfuckers, man? What the fuck is wrong with you motherfuckers, man? Enjoy the fucking summer. Stop fucking prank calling people, man. What's wrong with you assholes?
Why don't you tell your girlfriend I want some fucking tamales?
Why the fuck are you screaming like an asshole, man? Why are you screaming like a fucking whore? Hey.
You screaming. We ask the question. You answer.
You got a beetle up your ass. Fuck you, motherfucker. I got to answer shit to you.
We'll fuck you.
So we're going to have you
write down the number, 206.
Okay, 206.
6625 5011.
All right,
sir, we're gonna have you deported now. So pack your bags.
All right, man.
You can fuck my dick, motherfucker.
Thanks for being a good sport. Thank you.
Pack your bags.
Hold on, I gotta run this number really quick.
Yeah, go quick.
No, I gotta run this number real quick.
Okay, sorry.
Because this is how you accidentally call police stations, right?
Yeah. We asked the question. You answer.
No, he had a real big fucking problem with Dwight.
Yeah, he's giving us a tattoo.
Let's see. What's a good place to look up that number?
I don't know. Hang on. I'll be right back.
White pages. Universal lookup. Sorry, I couldn't find anything. But you know what I did find? Wow, that's weird. It says Mr. Number. And it says, did you get a... From the exact number, did you get an unwanted call or text from... Tell us as much as you can without sharing any personal information from Mr. Number. Oh, okay.
Who sent you that?
Never mind. There's nothing there. It's a Seattle number. So that. How do you reverse lookup?
Just go into Google and tap reverse lookup. Oh, sorry. Want me to pass the phone number to me? I will look it up for you.
Hold on. Ah, there we go.
Chinga tu madre.
Chinga tu madre.
There's nobody there or nothing. Let's see. It is a business phone.
Okay.
I think.
So that match with what is said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck it, we'll call it. Right?
Yeah. Let's go. Go for it.
Alright.
Pancho.
Alright, here we go. Wait, was that the right fucking number? Hold on. No. That was fucking dummy's number. Hold on. Alright, I get it, because I don't have it formatted. This is going to take me just a second.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm going to do candy bars.
I give that dude credit. He had a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
It's like, it's summer. Don't you guys got anything better to do? What was his name again?
The non-emergency.
Gemma.
Department. If it is an emergency,
oh, fuck you, buddy. Cut him back. Cut him back.
That's exactly what he did. That's funny.
Motherfucker.
I'm not gonna call him back. Whatever.
Come on.
That was a police station, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's their non-emergency. You know. I tried to reverse look it up, but it wouldn't come up.
Fucker.
Funny.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one.
Well, and people do that shit all the time. RBCP says he always looks up numbers, even from suggestions, you know, like, just because that's what people do.
Yeah.
Thing is he wants to be careful because I have his information. What was his name?
Jamma, I think.
Yeah. I don't think it was. I think his sister's name was Jamma because she said her name was Jamma.
So yeah.
We have his sister's name.
Yeah.
And we have her phone number.
Phone number. Yeah.
And we could easily place Craigslist ads.
I don't know. As soon as I looked it up, it says City of Seattle.
City of what Seattle number? What?
That's all it says for the caller ID, City of Seattle.
I couldn't get anything to pop up, but I've never done reverse lookups either, so. All right. See, he does it all wrong. If I ever get prank phone call, I'm going to be like, oh, you guys think that's funny? Here, let's call a Pizza Hut, and I'll show them how to loot numbers from a Pizza Hut. They'll think I'm awesome. There you go. Call these customers. All right. So let's see. Let's call the next one. All right. We did that idea. So where do we want to go next?
I want to masturbate.
Okay. Let's do a masturbate contest.
I was trying to call him while you were talking to him, but he wasn't picking up.
Calling who?
The Mexican dude. That's why I said I'll be right back, and I ditched out of the call real quick. Because I went to go call him while you were talking to him. See if we could get him riled up. I was just going to call and get him to do the call waiting and be like, fuck you, and just hang up. Then he'll come back to you and be like, some asshole just fucking called me.
Alright, hold on a second. Let's see. Who did I... Shit.
We did that with someone. I forget who it was, but they were sitting there talking to her, and I went and called her on the other line. She, it was that Kim lady. She was like, some asshole just called me. It was like, fuck yeah. He didn't even sound cute or anything. He sounded fucking ugly and old and...
That's funny. That's funny. Hold on, phone's ringing. Phone's ringing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I think that was pushed straight to a voicemail. Come on, leave me, motherfucker.
Your call has been forwarded.
For this idea. And my phone and my clock is chiming in for the day.
Here's the clock.
My clock hit the famous clock.
The famous one.
Alright. Come on, is it fucking 11 rings yet, you asshole? I hate that clock when it slows down when it needs to be wound up. It takes forever to get through it.
Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Steven. Oh, motherfucker. You want to hang up on
me? Hey,
hang up.
Yeah. Fucker.
I got this.
Okay.
Please leave your message.
I'll call him back. I'll just keep calling him.
Yeah.
Either he'll turn off his ringer and it'll become obvious, or he's going to answer. And I'm going to tell him something.
Please leave your...
All right, we'll try one more time. Sometimes they just get annoyed, so they're like, hello, what?
Yeah, and they pick it up.
Yeah, and then they're all agitated.
Yeah. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Pick up your phone, motherfucker.
candy bar. Mm-hmm.
Please leave your message for 56247.
Motherfucker. Okay. Steven's an asshole.
What a dick.
If yeah. you're horny and you know, would clap your hands.
Alright, let's call Robert. I'm amazed at how many of these motherfuckers aren't answering.
Yeah.
I guess some weeks are like that. You just write down 25 numbers for one subject and you go through fucking 15 of them in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Robert?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ryan Token from the Japanese Robot Association. You responded to...
From the what?
Japanese Robot Association. You responded to a Craigslist ad that we had posted. The one about robots.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Do you remember the ad, or do you need me to refresh your memory a little bit?
I do kind of remember. Yeah. It was just about having a robot in the household.
Yeah.
Robot?
Yep, exactly. We're from JARA, or the Japanese Robot Association, and... our Japanese robot company is looking for 50 households to help beta test some home robots, is what we're referring to them as in the Craigslist ad, to keep it PC. And then in turn you get $10,000. But I mean, there is a lot expected out of your end, as in you know filling out different forms of gratification, and at the end there will be an exit interview with somebody. Just so you can give, your true feelings and feedback about the robot and how it's programmed. So,
okay.
Let me get into a little more details of it. Like I said, we called it a home helper robot on the ad, because we were trying not to get our ads posted or pulled. The last time we were trying to do this, several of our ads were pulled. So, we decided to call them home helper robots. Basically, are you familiar at all with Japanese robotics?
Not any
of the technologies that they've been doing or anything like that? A lot of your modern technology magazines have articles about them. So I don't know. Maybe you're just not into those kind of things. But the Japanese are on the front cutting edge of... to put it simple, sex robots.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're looking for. These are Asian human look-like sex robots, basically. So, are you married or have kids or anything like that?
No, I'm single.
Oh, well then you're ideal, because obviously, if you're married, unless you're wife is into sex robots, female sex robots. But no, these things are amazing. You can actually look at the videos online and stuff. They're not doing anything sexual, but you can see how real they look. It's unbelievable. And of course, it's completely anonymous. Like, your name won't be out there as the guy who beta tested sex robots or anything. So
okay.
So, if you're interested in having one of these in your house, like I said, it's $10,000 for 15 days, and all we need is, all your honest feedback. So,
Okay, and how does that work? Cause I do have two roommates, so it's like...
The robot doesn't have to leave the room. It doesn't have to. We can program it, basically there's a beacon, just a beacon, and then... are you familiar with how Roombas work? Roombas basically start wandering around and modeling the room, so they kind of eventually are programmed to know exactly the room size. And that's kind of how these robots work when they do move around. But we can put a beacon with, let's say your room is, 10 by 8. We can put it, put the beacon right in the middle of the room, and then it won't go past 10 by 8, but it will wander around that area, and eventually be totally programmed on to where everything is.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And so, I mean, is this still something you'd be interested in? I mean, it's pretty good money, so.
I mean, yeah, it seems like it's good money. And it's just 15 days, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's just 15 days, you know. And so, I mean, the you know, since it is such a, not an easy sell, I guess would be, you know, like not too many people are going to want these in their houses and things like that. That's why it pays so good. Plus, I mean, you know, what made the internet blow up technology-wise? What made it blow up? What made it so popular? Porn. Sex and porn, right? So the robotics, yeah. So robotics age has that same theory that, you know, if we can sit and just, you know, make these robots huge desires, we plan on selling upwards of, you know, I don't know, 200 million in the next, you know, 20 years. I mean,
yeah. So are these like life size or what?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly life size. They're modeled after Asian women, and they look just like Asian women. There are a couple of differences, you know, based on kind of Asian fetishes and things like that. But otherwise, it's pretty good. So, it's a it's basically 5'4". It has the body of a woman who would weigh 135 pounds, although the robot weighs a little more than that due to the mechanics that are inside. It has a 10-inch penis, and it is going to wander around your house constantly looking for you to have sex and rape you. So, all in all, it's...
you said it has a 10-inch penis?
Yes, correct. Yeah, it's based on the Asian fetish of transvestites.
Oh.
Yeah, so, it you know, and it knows how to use it too. So
okay.
It'll put some punishment to you. There's no doubt about that.
Okay, so is this for like a gay thing? Because I mean, I'm not gay or anything.
Oh no! See, it has boobs, and it looks like a woman. It's just it has a 10-inch penis. That's not gay. I mean, it's not like you're attracted to a male. It still looks like a female. It just has a 10-inch penis, and it'll wander around the room, constantly looking for you. And it will take you. It will.
it's kind of scary.
So I mean, well, you know, that's why it pays $10,000. Because I mean, there will be anal bleeding.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm definitely not trying to do that.
Oh. Okay. I mean, we do have a model that it goes down to 6 inches, but we're trying to put out the 10-inch ones because that's what we really want to do our research on.
So you're the time to have these dolls in the sense have sex with these humans?
Correct. Yes. Put a complete pounding to horny males, and we're definitely gonna sell 200 million of these easily.
Well, I mean, I definitely would not be. I'm not trying to have anything come inside me.
Oh no! It doesn't ejaculate. It doesn't ejaculate. You'll be okay.
No. I mean, anything go inside me. I mean,
oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah. So I mean, if that's how it works, then I guess I would not be interested in it. I had no idea anything like that.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I understand.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge gay community here in Seattle. I'm sure you could find a lot of people.
Well, that's why we marketed towards it. We just figured that, you know, most everybody in Seattle was gay. So, or at least bi. That was based on our marketing research. So, okay. Well, I do appreciate you listening. I guess we'll just move on down the list, and I'm sure we'll find a home for this little shim here soon enough. So.
All right, man. All right, well, good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot. Right. Have a good night.
No problem.
Well, that 180'd on him. Train wreck. You're the only co-host I have. Dwight stopped out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Dwight died. Dwight died, everyone.
Oh, no. Rest in peace, Dwight.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Well, I don't know. I enjoyed that one. I think I I 180 pretty quick.
Really? Because I wasn't around. I tap it into Skype.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, the chat room, they probably liked it.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I hope so. I 180'd on him big time. He was all really? Into oh. it until I started. I was like, yeah, it's 5'4".
I'm calling Dwight from the dead now.
Got a body of 130 foot. 30. Got a body of a 135-pound woman and a 10-inch penis, and it will chase you around the room and rape you.
We should have told him, like, you got a Hermie model, like, the penis will retract and the pussy will engage and shit like that.
Or, oh, no, oh, I'm sorry, we do have a female version. It does have a 10-inch clit. It will put no, that clit up your ass.
No people. Yeah. I wasn't jacking off thinking about the robot. Matter of fact, I just called him back, and he answered, and I told him he was a soft N-word.
Who?
The guy you were just on the phone with.
The guy, the Seattle guy?
Be right back.
I don't know, whoever you were just on the phone with.
I don't believe you.
I called him and I said, you soft N-word. And then I hung up.
Alright. So Robert was fun. He was down. He was down to fuck a robot. Alright. So let's... Alright. Give me a second. I gotta... kind of get rid of my ideas
here. I want to talk to somebody. I want to talk.
What do you mean?
Nobody lets me talk. And I want to talk.
Who do you want to talk with? Or you don't want to talk?
I don't know. People.
Are they hurting your feelings in the chat room or something?
No. I just haven't been able to do a prank. Well, unless you count me yelling at that first guy.
You want to do a prank?
I do want to do a prank.
All right,
that's what I'm here for.
All right.
I feel so unused, and I want to be used. Because I was calling him.
I tried to get you in on the one where we were going to fucking. You were gone, and that was the Mexican guy, right? Yeah, the one where we wanted to. We had to reinforce his joists and open the doors up some because the robot weighs 5,500 pounds.
We same weight as a Cadillac. That's the one that yelled at me over and over.
I know, but you were supposed to be there as my contractor.
Yeah, I talked to him. He didn't like the cut of Dwight's jib.
No. Okay, let's see. Can I do one more?
Fuck you, XYZ.
I want to do one more, and then you can do some, okay? I don't want to lose my drive here.
Go for it.
It'll only be 10 more minutes before somebody new answers.
Yeah.
All right, this is Corey.
If we're lucky.
You have reached the voicemail box of 92...
All right.
Want to try back?
No, because it went straight to voicemail.
Oh.
So my guess is that one's off. Let's see, John. We'll try John. This is a different John. Alright. We'll try John. Alright. Oh shit, there's that one lady too, isn't there? Yeah, I'll have to call her back.
Hello.
Hi, John. This is Ryan Token from the Japanese Robot Association. You responded to a Craigslist ad that I had posted.
Hang on just one second.
Okay.
Hurry the fuck up.
John?
Yeah?
Ask him.
I thought that was John. Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, John. This is Ryan Token from the Japanese Robot Association. You responded to a Craigslist ad I posted.
I did.
Yes. Yes. Do you remember the ad, or do you want me to kind of go over?
I do. Something about a robot in the home.
Yes. A robot beta tester. That's what we're looking for, 50 of them.
So, okay.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you, in your household... you know, how many people live there, and is it like a family or is it roommates?
There's it's a family, and there's my parents and me. Okay. And before we go any further, I am in Arizona. Is that a problem?
Oh, no, 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 no. It's just different places in the United States, wherever we can get somebody to beta test this robot. It's location isn't important besides United States. That's for this
company. Okay, I just want to make sure, because you posted the ad in California, so.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, I posted them all over, so it's
okay.
So JARA doesn't really, you know, when it comes to where in America, it doesn't matter as long as we get some honest feedback, you know.
Sounds good.
Yep. So basically, you know, I mean, the ad's pretty straightforward. We have a robot that's kind of a humanoid robot, you know. It acts kind of human-like, and it moves around and does stuff and just kind of interacts around the house. So, and basically what we want from people who are participating in this is there's a diary that will be kept for the 15 days, and then there is just honest feedback, like an honest exit interview, you know, just your honest opinion. If you hated it, if it did damage to your walls or anything like, you know, anything that happens, you just be honest. That's all we ask. Don't give us the answers we're looking for. Give us the answers that you really feel.
Okay, so, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, honest, if I can ask you a question.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of this robot?
Well, it's, I mean, to put it as simple as I can, it is, have you ever, I'm sure you've seen the Jetsons, right? Remember Rosie the Robot?
Yes.
It's
yes,
that,
I have.
That same kind of concept. The Japanese companies are developing a in-house robot that'll interact with the family and help do stuff. And, you know, right now it's kind of, like I said, it's in the beta stages, but ultimately it's going to be the closest thing to slavery that we've ever had since, you know, 150 years
ago. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So, but basically this robot won't be programmed to do too many things. It'll mostly be learning and, you know, like scouting out the area, you know, like basically it'll be learning, you know, parameters and, you know, how to maneuver its way around. You can interact with it. It does talk. It is important at night, that you do plug, there's a plug on it, and it is important at night that you do plug it into the wall. And that you leave some food and some water next to it, and then nobody can be in the room with it for the next 6 hours.
Okay.
So that's real important. That's a must every night. So.
Okay.
Besides that, you know, I mean, the robot will just wander around. It'll probably watch some TV with you guys, you know, or things like that. Ask questions. It is programmed to play certain card games. It really likes the. Spades or euchre. It's really into that. It's got that program. So, and you know, it can help. You know, help with basic things. Carry around. It just, you know, it kind of just wants to chill and just wander around most of the time, though. So,
okay.
Yep. So, you got some more questions or?
No, that's it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I just want to ensure you on something too. In no way at all, it's not going to be me in a robot costume, and it's not going to be. You just got to trust me on that. It'll actually be a real robot, and although it may sound, you know, like me a lot and stuff, it's not. It's a robot. So, but you got to make sure you leave the food and the water and leave it alone for 6 hours a night. So,
okay.
In a shut door room. That's important.
Okay.
So, and so, you know, and oh, do not try to take the outer casing off of the robot. Do not. The robot will probably react very angrily and remind you of the rule. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, if you're okay.
The question I have is the $10,000 paid up front or afterwards?
It's paid up front. It's definitely paid up front because we, you know, otherwise, you know, we are worried that the robot will be abused or something if, you know, the people find out the truth.
If there is a problem with the robot, is there a number I can call to have it removed?
Possibly. What kind of problems are you foreseeing?
I'm just anticipating if there's any sort of problem at all, you know, if it malfunctions or, you know, it turns any court of any kind of hostile. Is there any kind of number I can call to have it removed from my household?
We will have a number. I don't know if somebody can come right away, because if there is an incident, if there is an incident, there probably won't be time to get to the phone. Based off of previous testing.
It's not a problem that I'm anticipating, but I just want to make sure, that's all.
Yeah, but do be on your guard. Do be on your guard, because the thing is the robot is programmed very much like a person, and I have had really some major problems with anger in the past, so basically it's just a straight up warning that if you make the robot mad, he's likely just to, you know, start flipping shit over. It's gonna get real.
Okay.
It's gonna get real up in there.
Okay, not a problem.
Yeah. So if you got, you know, I mean, and the robot's just gonna show up on your doorstep. Okay. So there's like, it'll just show up and you just let the robot in. Most importantly, the robot must. It does have fluids that it needs to release, and the best way, because they're biodegradable fluids, the best way is just to, you know, like probably four times a day, he will excuse himself into the bathroom, where he will, you know, release the fluids into the toilet. So.
Okay.
You know, and so that's important. And the robot, he likes Mexican food, because, you know, I think Mexican food tastes good. So the robot will need Mexican food. So for the 15 days, burritos, tacos, things like that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So I think we'll just go ahead and ship the robot over to you now.
Okay. How are you going to transfer the money?
The robot will bring a check.
Okay.
I ask that you wait until Tuesday, because the robot will probably be there about Sunday afternoon. He's going to show up, probably take a bus or something. Don't cash the check till Tuesday, please.
Okay.
The robot does not get paid until Monday at midnight, so don't cash it till Tuesday.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent. All right. We'll get that robot right out to you.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
I think I don't know. I really
do. I like Mexican food, so the robot will need Mexican food.
And I made sure I told him. I was like, and it's not me in the robot costume. I promise you, it's not me in the robot.
It's not me. If it sounds like me, it's not me.
Is that guy just stupid, or was he playing along?
I think he was playing along.
It must be.
There's no way that he's stupid.
I don't know, dude. Every time I say there's no way, some guy comes along and says, I put Gatorade in his blood or exchange it or allow me to put Satan into his body.
Yeah.
So Satan can take over the world. This is going to happen in the basement of the fucking men's warehouse. He called me three times.
Oh, my God. I ask them. I tell them the password, and they don't say that. They don't know what I'm talking about. It's raining outside. I hope it's not a joke.
Yeah. I'm going to go in. I haven't gave them the password yet. I haven't done it, but I'm going to go in. I'm going to try that.
I try that again?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. What was the password? Did you remember?
Cactus, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, Dwight, you want to do a call?
Fuck yeah.
What was that guy's name? John?
Yep, I think.
All right, did it end at 9-5?
Yeah, 9-5. Okay. Right. Correct.
Let's go ahead and bolden him up so we know we called him. All right, Dwight, are you there? Dwight.
Answer. Earth calling the moon. Moon, please answer.
All right. I was all ready to pass along.
Well, I guess you got another...
Look what XYZ said. He says, I think he was a serial killer and he wanted to lure you inside. You could have been right.
Maybe.
Yeah. Who knows?
Evil ideas. I should have been reading the chat room. He says the robot gets horny in the morning.
Well, you can call him back and tell him that. That would be just like, hey, I forgot, but here's an important fact.
George says it's giant covered in silver paint.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. I should have read the chat room for that. I do like that. I should read the chat room for more ideas. But I was just rolling off of the top of my head. And after a while, I just quit even like trying to not act like I was faking him out.
Yeah.
All right, is Dwight back yet? Dwight, you motherfucker.
Fuck.
Trainwreck, do you want to try a call by yourself?
I can do co-host, but not on my own. Okay. I think I'm not that great.
How about if I give you an idea? Would you try something?
I can try, yeah.
All right. Go for it. All right. This I want you to say that it's like a... It's basically like a big vending machine, and yeah. Tell them that they need to keep it out on their front porch, and strangers are going to come up to it all the time. And then basically tell them it's a prostitute vending machine. It's like it's a robotic glory hole that we want to put out on their front
insert
porch.
Your penis
and
here.
And they're second. Probably going to want to put a tarp up or something, so you know the police can't see what's happening. It doesn't have to be a long prank. You know what I mean?
Okay, can do a short one. Yeah, I guess. But, right. But please stand by. If I need your help, please stand by, okay?
Okay. Well, I was going to go take a pee, but...
Okay. All right, go for it.
Well, I'll wait for them to answer, and then you go ahead, and then I'll be back in just a second.
Okay.
So once they get on... And, again, you're from the Japanese Robot Association.
Yeah.
I'll wait until they answer. Jack is his name.
Jack.
It's Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good. Yourself, who's this?
I'm pretty good, thank you. This is Ryan Token from the JARPA company. The robot, you answer my Craigslist ask?
Could you call me later? I'm sort of in the middle of dinner.
Well, basically we are calling people right now, and I'm not sure we can call back. Do you have a couple of minutes?
What is it? Yeah.
Well, are you still interested?
I don't know. What is it?
Okay. Well, basically, it's kind of a big vending machine that you put outside of your house. It can go inside your house, too. But it's like the size of a vending machine, and people just come to it.
Interested. Thank you. Bye.
What? Motherfucker. Well, that was a quick one. So, how is everybody doing tonight? Pretty good. Good. We'll play some music. And we'll be back when Jayad returns.
That didn't last long, huh?
No.
What did he say?
I think he said something like, not interested, thank you, bye.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have to remind him of the $10,000.
Yeah, I was not quick enough, I guess.
Yeah. Well, just remember, you gotta go a couple of things just to get their memory jogged. Say, you know, you don't have to say Ryan Token, you can say whatever. Say, you know, say, hey, straight to their name. It's so-and-so, you know, you don't have to say Ryan Token if you want to go ahead. It's Ryan Token from the Japanese Robot Association. Mm-hmm. You answered my Craigslist ad about the robot testing.
Yeah.
And if they say, huh? Say, yeah, we were looking for people who wanted $10,000 to do robot testing. And that right there should be enough to keep them on the line.
That's a bait and switch, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's enough to just, even if they don't fucking remember, it's enough for them to keep listening. Uh-huh. All right, let's try this one, Chris, and then I'll try same story, and I'm going to get a drink this time.
Okay.
All right. Dwight must be hammering beers and slapping around hookers or something. This is Chris.
Okay, thank you. Yep.
Hello?
Hello, Chris?
Yes, it's Chris.
Oh, hello, Chris. How are you doing tonight?
Doing okay. Who is this?
This is Frank. This is Frank. Frank? You answer my Craigslist, lad?
What's
that? From the robot company?
Oh, yeah. How are you doing, Frank?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you. Well, are you still interested, sir?
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Sure, sure. Do you know... well, I don't know if you're if you know about a lot of about robots.
Not too much, but
okay. Well, basically, it started in the year 2000 with the Asimo robot from Honda. Okay, and it's like I don't know if you see pictures, like a humanoid robot walking in your house, giving you help, carrying stuff when you need to pee, maybe something like that. And basically, our product is kind of the same thing, but much better. And
okay.
Do I have to remember that it's about 10 grand for 1 week? And it asks you enter your house, interact with... are you alone in your house? Do you have a family? What's going on?
I have two cats with me right now.
Okay. No daughter, no sister, no mother?
No.
Okay. Okay. So two cats and you. Well, basically, the robot has to interact with people in the house. So in your case, it will be you alone and your cats. So it has to watch you about, well, let's say about 3-4 hours a day. And it can interact about what he learned during that day. So let's say he look at you watching TV. It can help you turn on the TV, turn off the TV. It's self-learning. So you don't have to do any programming at all. And you can just let it learn by itself. And you get 10 grand for that.
Okay.
Okay.
When would this begin?
When can you begin?
Well, I'm pretty open. This weekend I am working.
Okay.
But I'm open next week.
Okay. Open next week will be... let me look at my date here. Can it start during maybe the 30 July? I'm sorry, the first one.
August 1st?
Yeah, please. Will that work for
you? Yeah. Is there any sort of information you could send me, like via email, just so I know kind of what
sure.
this would all be?
Sure. Please give me your email address.
Yeah, it's C.
Yeah.
J F.
Okay.
W-E-B, as in boy.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay, perfect. And do you prefer that we contact you again later tonight or maybe during the weekend, the next weekend, or something like that?
Is this your number directly?
I'm not sure. We are rerouting all the calls. In your center. Sorry, so no, it will not be. If you call back that number, it won't get it back to me. But I can send you my number in the email if you like.
Yeah, send me your number in the email, and I can give you a call either later tonight or
okay.
sometime this weekend.
Okay,
and we
okay,
can talk
perfect.
Further after I look over the information.
Well, maybe I can give your number to my supervisor, Mr. Saint-Pierre. He can call you, and he can tell you much more detail if you want. If you're still interested, though.
Absolutely. Why don't you send me that email and give
okay.
him my number?
Just 1 second, sir. I think my supervisor is picking up the phone, Mr. McClanahan.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, okay, Mr. Saint-Pierre, you're there?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the sir that I called. He was pretty interested, and if you want to tell him more detail, I already tell him that about the Asimo robot, and if you want to develop on that, please.
Excellent. This is Chris, right? The computer screen says Chris. Chris? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris, what type of questions did you have? I assume he went over the basics with you.
Yeah, it sounds pretty simple. I just I don't know, he said it was self-learning and it would interact with me in different ways. I just
Now, do you live in an apartment?
Data sheet.
Do you live
I live in an apartment.
You live in an apartment? Okay. Now, is it like an open open deck apartment, or is it a hallway apartment?
It's a hallway apartment. There's a hallway that leads to it.
Okay, then we'll probably do then. Oh, you have a balcony? Are you on the bottom floor?
No, I'm on the third floor.
Okay. Then we'll probably go with the hallway. You'll probably need to get some tarps. Maybe we can supply them. But we'll need to go ahead and drape some tarps up around because we want to make sure that there's, you know, that it's hidden. Because we don't want to make sure that, you know, it's kind of a big deal if everybody starts seeing this robot in action. So we're going to go ahead, we're going to put some tarps up in the hallway, kind of just a little blocked off area, big enough for the robot and when the visitors come.
Okay. I'm just curious, tarps, these would stay up?
Yeah, as long as the robot is in the hallway and it is, you know, performing its duties, to say, then we'll have the tarps up. And the tarps don't got to be anything fancy, you know. We could, you know, if they're tattered tarp, you know, torn, you know, whatever, it's not a huge big deal. It's just enough to hide it. We don't want to draw attention. These robots are going to be, you know, huge in some of the more promiscuous cities, so we don't want to draw too much attention, and for surely the Johns, they don't want their face seen by just anybody, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there any sort of, contract I have to sign? Are they videotaping me in any way? Or?
No. Actually, for this type of robot, I mean, if we do have, if you were to sign anything or anything like that, like, you know, if the shipping company has you sign anything, just sign a fake name. It's the best way to keep the authorities away. It's easier not to, and we don't record anybody in this industry. The last thing that these men want, you know, when they're out doing this is people to see their faces, so there will be absolutely no recording whatsoever. I'm sure later on there will be, you know, some versions of this where it's on the internet and, you know, that's what people are into and, you know, and things like that, you know, for those type of sites, but...
Okay, and just so I know, I mean, this is just going to kind of help me with household tasks and things like that, correct?
It can when it's not on duty, yeah.
Okay, what do you mean by not on duty?
Well, when it's not out in the hallway, you're doing...
Oh, absolutely, doing, yeah. What? I mean, I don't think it would be... I wouldn't want it to go out in my general... Because I live in an apartment complex. I wouldn't want it to go out in
No, that's what the tarps are for, so people can't see it. Mr. Tolkien explained to you the primary function of the robot, right? Yeah, it does help around the house and stuff, but for 10 hours a day, it's out on the porch, or in your case, in the hallway, but we'll just put tarps up around so nobody can tell.
Oh, why would it be, it's out in the hallway for what?
He didn't explain this to you? I usually don't get pulled
no,
in.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't understand the primary function, I guess.
Okay, It's a glory hole bot, is what it is.
It's a what robot?
A glory hole bot. Yeah, it's a glory hole bot. They're, you know, basically this robot for 10 hours a day, usually it's late at night to the early in the morning. It will be out in your hallway, in your case. And for some people, it's out on their porches. And it's like a vending machine where, a bunch of Johns come and they just put in, you know, like, dollars into it. And then, you know, and then they use the glory hole on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm so sorry, guys. I did not realize that. I'm not really interested in that.
Oh, okay. Jeez, I feel weird.
Yeah, my
now.
Apologies.
I thought we had one. I mean, we've done at least 16,000 of these calls so far, and nobody will let us put one of these damn glory hole bots at their house. I thought we had one. Ryan, kind of disappointed me. I thought we had one. It's kind of weird, too, because, like, the S&M bots, those people love those, but those don't serve, you know, they're not prostitute bots. You know, they're actually, you know, pleasure bots that pleasure the people. I mean, we have 10,000 of those out on the market, out on the open market right now, robots that will, like, you know, put a ball gag on you and step on your testicles with a high heel and stuff. So, I mean, those are, people are eating those up. But Glory Hole Bots, yes.
Maybe we can give him a BDSM robot if you'd like.
Yeah,
instead of the Glory Hole robot.
Yeah, I mean, the beta testing's kind of at the end. But if he's into S&M or, you know, there's the tranny bots. Tranny bots are about
sir,
to the market.
Sir, are you into BDSM?
No, I'm sorry. I'm really not interested in this, guys. I apologize for wasting your time. I thought it was some sort of housekeeping robot or something.
Well, every happy house has sex, right?
Yeah. Are you against sex, sir? Sir?
What's that?
Are you against sex?
No, I'm not against sex.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all right. I mean, it is what it is. If we can send the Mandingo bot. We do have that. It sounds like it might be more up your alley. Are you familiar with the Mandingo bots?
No, but yeah, it doesn't sound like something I'm interested in. I didn't know
it's a big, gigantic black robot. It's a big, gigantic black robot, and it has like a 12-inch penis that's as round as my wrist.
Oh, yeah.
It will put it to you. Your anal will bleed.
That's not something I'm into, but... Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.
Liar.
I'm gonna...
Liar. Liar.
Gay.
Well, our gay robot.
Best of luck with...
Our Gaydar robot is telling us you're a liar.
Well,
liar.
That must be faulty technology.
What?
I'm just joking.
All right.
Are you all right. Choking?
Happy Thanks, masturbating. Guys, happy masturbations. Have a good night.
Hey, sir, want to do a masturbation contest with us?
Yeah, that's good, Trainwreck. That's good.
Thank you.
Hey, just to give you a compliment to help boost your confidence some, Flutter Pie, who is a well-known person around the Madhouse, or it's not the Madhouse anymore, around the PCN, Flutter Pie says... make sure you tell Trainwreck I really like his calls. Like, seriously. Usually I'm pretty harsh on noobs, but I like him.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I think that's a female, Flutterpot.
Oh, man.
Either that or that's a dude who goes by kind of a girl name and uses My Little Pony as a symbol. Gonna guess.
Hey, we got his Yahoo address.
Yeah.
Maybe if you want to send him some shit later, I don't know. Maybe.
That's possible.
Oh, okay.
Well, if I was going to build that into something possibly, because it gives me something to tag on at the end, but I don't think I'm going to build, I don't think I'm going to edit that one. It was funny, though. I enjoyed it. Especially because it really took him a minute to catch on to all the weird stuff I was saying. He's just like, okay, excellent.
Okay, it works. Yeah.
That works.
Are the tarps?
Okay. Okay, tarps out in the hallway. Okay.
Yes. As long as it doesn't interfere with my neighbor. All right.
Put some tarps up in the hallway. Yeah. Some guys.
It's a glory old
fucking robot.
Yeah, not interested, guys. Sorry for wasting your time.
You put money in the vending machine. It sucks you off.
It sucks you dry.
That's a ridiculous concept. I bet you could make $10 million off of that machine, though. You go put that motherfucker in all the fucking like porn shops.
Yeah, or in a dark alley.
Just throw that fucker in a random dark alley, or you know, I don't know, a ninth grade locker room. Let's do some take turns on it.
Yeah, at the gym maybe when you're all pumped up. Yeah. Go for a quickie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God fucking.
Yeah.
McClanahan,
I don't know
are you
Dwight
back?
Is doing.
Are you back, Dwight? You keep coming and going.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
I'm gonna message him and say, where are you? Because he wants to do calls.
Hey, Dwight, next call is for you. Nope. No answer.
All right, if Dwight doesn't come back, anybody else from the chat room, just feel free to message me and jump in. Matter of fact, even if he comes back. I got about an hour and a half left, so I'm down to share some airtime. Like I said, I'm fucking burnt today, man. I've been fucking working my ass off on this cool project that should be out this week. Can't really get into it much, but when this video gets out, and you'll likely all know when it does, I think you're gonna laugh. I'm having a really fun time making it. I'm actually really testing some of my abilities for writing, and I guess acting a little bit, you know, because I'm actually in the video, but. Yeah. You know, it's more like reading my lines. I don't know. I guess that's what acting really is,
yeah.
Right? And in general, it should be pretty funny. Yeah. Let's see. Sean Faze. Let's call him.
Hey, what was the name with the guys in the chat room? Flutterpie?
Flutterpie, correct.
Okay. Yep. Hey, Flutterpie, my Facebook is Trainwreck.
And his MySpace is no.
Yes, my MySpace is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And, no MySpace. Who uses MySpace?
And my AOL Messenger is.
Yeah. And my Google Plus account is.
I use one of those.
Really? Oh my god.
Well, what's on Google Plus? I use Google Voice. I'm sorry. I use Google Voice as my fake. Because sometimes I want people to call me back, or like I put out an ad, and I want them to call me. So yeah. It seems more professional, and then when they call me, they just say, you know, everybody's busy right now, leave your name and your number, I leave like a professional message, and then that's how I fooled a lot of people early on. Sean, how you doing? Do you go by Sean, or do you go by something else?
Polaris.
Oh, that's who it is. Sorry. Sorry if I just said your name a little
either
bit
way.
Ago.
No, it's fine.
No, it didn't come up as Polaris, so I'm like, I don't know who this is.
Everyone knows.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You don't hide your... I don't hide my identity either. I mean, I don't run around saying who I am, but it takes all of fucking 2 seconds to figure out what Jayed's real name is. I think, to me, that's just saves anybody who wants to dox me. Is that what it's called? Doxing? To get the information? Yeah. It just saves them the trouble, right?
Yeah.
They're gonna... If somebody wants to know who I am, they can find out anyways. And I try to just be cool with everybody so it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. Knows. I mean, I've got songs called Polaris, so it's not really.
Yeah.
Polaris 1, Polaris 2, Polaris.
You were helping me out before, weren't you? Didn't you last year when I first mentioned my project?
Yeah.
Didn't you send me some information?
Yeah, we were talking about getting everybody together. And
yes. It's happening now. It is happening. It is happening. I have a Google Doc that has a bunch of stuff. Do you have a good knowledge of prank call history and things like that?
Oh, totally.
All right. After the show, I'll send you a link to the Google Doc. Take a look at it. If you feel there's stuff you want to add or you could add, I'll go ahead and put you in as an editor. And, just don't add anybody else. Or ask me before you do. I'm really trying to make this like a group thing because there is a bunch of cool stuff I know, but there's a whole bunch of stuff I'm learning from reading like some of our BCP's posts and then the other things I need help with, like I said, was the videos, the news stories. I want to have like news stories because, you know, part of the walk down the timeline, no doubt, is going to lead to when shit has gone over the line, you know, at least based on the legal line. Right, because there are some laws against prank phone call, but nobody's going to come kick in my door. But there are things I could do that would cause that, you know, everything from swatting to fucking bomb threats to, you know, I mean, when it comes down to it, some of that malice stuff that you don't really consider a phone prank really is a phone prank, you know.
Yeah, I heard you mention the tube bar stuff earlier.
Yeah, yep.
And
I've never listened to it, but I've learned what it was recently.
You should get the LPC dude, because he was in Spin and he was in Rolling Stone and stuff too, and he could talk about stuff, but he's a little bit weird. I'm sure he would do it.
I think it's going to be the format I'm going to use. Have you ever, I mean, without getting too deep into it, are you familiar with like how people do like movie reviews on like that guy with the glasses.com and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's going to be that format.
Nice.
Because I don't have a professional camera. I don't have the ability to sit and pay and, you know, go out and do interviews with RBCP and other people. If I ever did a full version of this, sure, I would love to do it that way, really tell a story in documentary style. But I can't afford that, so I have to go the cheap way, which is tell it like you're revealing something.
Well, if you had, if you get Vegas or something, or Final Cut Pro, you could just have like stills and do Skype calls with people, because he uses Skype now. I mean, in the early days, he just used the phone, and he used like, you know, answering machines to record it with.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna because there's gonna be a lot of like writing and some of my own jokes and things like that. It's not gonna be, it's not really gonna be interview based, and it's not gonna play a lot of like full pranks or anything. It'll be. Yeah. Little bits. It's just kind of how, to be honest, right now I'm building that Google document so I can start trying to actually piece it together. So I don't know. Yeah. I could go in that direction. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But right now in my head, the cheap and easy way is to tell the story in the same way that somebody would tell a story of the best of, you know, Jackie Chan stunts and the history behind, oh, when this happened, that happened to this and that, you know. But at the same time, feeding in a bunch of fucking silliness and jokes.
So. How long are you trying to?
It depends on how much information. Right now, I think I can probably pull off 20 minutes to a half an hour.
Huh.
And that might be a stretch. It might, you know, might turn out to be 15. I've never really done a lot of this shit, but I'm looking at what I have and what I could tell. It really depends on how deep I want to go into each story. I mean, in all honesty, you could probably do an hour and a half movie on TubeBar. You know, if you really,
I would. Yeah,
that,
I mean,
that person fucking, I don't know, Red, I think he went by or something like that. He actually did some really unique stuff that was unheard of, and now it's just common, you know? Like the name thing that so many people do.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that was over like a period of years, too. I mean, it's just calling them and calling them and calling them.
Yeah. And that's funny that Mo Sizlak is actually based on the dude that he was calling, right?
Exactly.
And see, these are the kind of things that the history will kind of tell, because everybody knows the Simpsons joke. Not everybody knows what TubeBar is.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we could talk about that later. So, yeah, if you want to jump in on that shit, that's cool, man. I'm looking for help from wherever I can get it. So, my knowledge is, you know, just somewhat limited. I mean, I like prank calls too, but there's a bunch of shit I don't know. So, all right, you want to do a call?
Yeah. What do you got here?
Right now we got robot calls, and then we also have the experiment calls, secret experiment calls. So we want to do a robot one, and then maybe we'll move over to secret experiments.
Does it have to be like a sex robot? Or
No. It can be whatever robot you want. But I had weird ideas, like I forgot to make the sound clip because I've been busy, but it was going to be like an annoying robot. So the whole time it was going to be like, yes, I have the robot here with me. And it was just going to be like, yeah, it does this for 15 days. You're going to be hearing this. And it'll beep, boop, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. I can do the beep, boop, beep, boop, beep.
Yeah, but I wanted to really make it like a like an AOL dial-up.
Oh, okay. Like, beep. Something like that.
Yeah, you're going to hear this for 15 days.
Oh, my God.
But it's so intelligent. It'll do your dishes. I have a...
I got a good idea for the bots, yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
All right. Let's see. We'll call this Matt guy. He was one of the people who thought his qualification was the fact that he speaks Japanese. So he could be smart. Now, here's the thing. Normally, when somebody has a second language, I think, oh, well, this guy's going to be smart. He's going to be hard to fool. But if you remember, Marcus, Marcus calls, he spoke pretty fluent Japanese. And that dude was crazy as shit. One of the craziest guys I've ever talked to. But normal in Detroit. He's just a normal dude in Detroit.
Can you paste, like, what he said into the chat so I have some?
I don't. You'll see all I have.
Okay.
I'll show you all I have. He did send an actual long email. I give myself this. I build lists, basically.
Okay.
And so I don't have
much. I'll just say that your number got passed off from you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, made in from the Japanese Robot Association.
Okay.
And if it takes a second to jog his memory, it shouldn't, though, because he was excited because he speaks Japanese and they're Japanese robots. All right.
I just hope he lives in a house and not an apartment.
if he doesn't, these next people do. This was a couple. Oh, actually, this... Yeah, let's do this guy first, but this Francis guy sent me pictures of his house, I guess, and it's a fucking mansion.
That's something like that would work. I mean, anybody with a house would work.
Yeah. Whatever. All right, there you go. Okay. There's his info right there.
This is Matt. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, you've reached Matt. If you...
All right, we'll move on to that other guy. Here, I'll just put his up, too. His name's Francis, but I'll put up my whole note just so you have it. And his house looks like a mansion. So you can bring up his mansion, too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, be like, oh, man, your house... Or I don't know if it's an actual mansion, but it was nice. In my version of reality, it's a mansion. Okay. There you go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3, 2, 3, 4, 4.
Sorry, guys. I was on a different screen, and then I start panicking, clicking all my fucking icons.
We didn't talk to him previously or anything.
We did a great job.
All right, here is Erwin. It's a couple. It's a couple. And they're both models, and he is in film production, too. I don't know if that means he's an actor or if he works, you know...
The porn
as
industry.
An editor, I don't know. Yeah, or he's a porn guy, I don't know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Does he have a house? Even if not, we could make it work.
Yeah, I'm not sure on this one.
Good evening.
Hi, Erwin. Is this...
Hey.
Is this an okay time to talk there, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is this?
Hi. My name is... my name's Travis Bibson. I've gotten your number passed on by my supervisor about an ad you placed for robots, bots.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Robots for the home. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Do you live in a house or do you live in an apartment? Okay. Great. So, actually, you guys seem like you would be a good fit because we've actually got a grant from, I don't know if you've heard in the news, the drone delivery system that Amazon's been using. Have you heard about this?
Uh-huh.
You've heard about that?
I haven't heard of the grant, but okay, you got a grant.
Well, we're the company that's subsidizing and handling the drone delivery systems, and basically, the way that it's all going to work out is we need private homes help to be able to do this system because of the capacity of these drones. I mean, they're sophisticated, but they're small and they're carrying packages, and there's variances in all these different packages. So we're basically wondering if you would be able to deal with having our drone dock in your property, basically in your backyard. Now, this wouldn't be an intrusive thing, and there'd be no problems with us, coming in and out to be doing any delivery or anything like that. Once we install you know, the drone dock.
Okay, you install a drone dock. And
yeah.
Then after that pretty much controls the robot that's inside the house.
Well, if we install the drone dock, then the bot in the house won't even be possible, because the bot in the house has to control what we have, we call the brain of the system. But if we can install this dock, it's easier. So do you have space in your yard that you'd be able to install this dock?
How big is it? I mean, we have a big yard, but I mean, we've been working really hard to keep our grass nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even something that would be intrusive to the the grass. You could put a tarp down under it, and the grass will die there a little bit. But depending on how much, you can move the dock, really, because once they take off and the drones will be gone all day. Basically, you're going to be having this dock, and if you move it back certain places, you can move it all around if you put a tarp underneath it. Some people who have worked with us have said that's the best way to do it, and they just say, they say F that tarp. And I don't even believe that they say that to us. They call and they say that the tarp is the best thing in the world when they're doing this. They just love it. They collect the money, and they just, some of these people put down like 5 and 6 and 7 docks in their yard, if you believe that.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. Can we send me some specs or something like that?
Yeah. Well, basically, I mean, do you want to know the sizes that the docks are?
Yeah. The information in general, how is it connected? Is it connected via internet?
Well, it's basically it's all controlled via satellite. You don't have problems.
Okay, it's controlled via satellite. Okay, and then how much power it takes? If you have like a tech write up, a specs write up.
Yeah, there's such an efficient docking system that it's solar paneled. There's basically a triangulating solar panel that moves with the duration of the day, the sunlight in the day. It moves on its own, and it's got a power system on it that moves back and forth so that it really sucks it up, and it's efficient. So basically you sign up for 8 drones or 16 drones. And beyond that, you'd have to sign up and dedicate for a whole nother either 8 or 16. And depending on how much space that you want to utilize with this, that's how it gets handled for the most part. I mean, if you do decide you want to devote the time in your yard for 32 drones, then you sign up like that, you'd basically continue to go from there. Some people do that. There's no at least with the dock, see, because the robot has proven to be systematic. It's something that it needs more maintenance than Ryan is letting on. And I've tried to let him know, but he's got the tickets when you call into make a complaint or something, and they tell you the ticket number, it's not working. So anyways, that's a different story. But do you want to know specifics about how the products get placed into the docks for delivery or anything like that?
Everything. What the actual robot does.
Yeah.
Like, is it one of those ones that, like, clean up, mop, and sweep your floor?
Okay. Yeah, see, I mean, that's handled via satellite. That's handled via space docking. Have you ever heard of what space docking is?
No.
Okay, do you have a computer? nearby?
I do have a computer.
Okay, can you...
No,
can you
I have it on my phone, can, though. I'm out with my wife. We're just having dinner.
Can you just Google it real quick and look and see what comes up for space docking? Do you see it? Can you read it? Just a technical overview of it.
Okay.
Yeah, space docking. It's a new technology. You see?
Vagina. Oh, no, this is all.
No. Do you see it? Can you read it to me? Space docking. Just read it to me.
Oh, the act of two spacecraft docking.
Yeah, read it to me. What does it say?
The art of two spacecraft docking.
What is this? Space docking.
I think we have the website here.
Yeah, do you see it?
I see all kind of stuff.
Okay,
well,
sir?
What is the first result? What does it say?
The first one is some sexual stuff.
Well, what does that say? Read it to me.
I'm not in front of the computer.
No, read it. Just read it to me. What does it say? I need to know.
When a man shits into a woman's vagina.
What?
That's a space docking. That's the first thing that came up on a Google search.
What does it say?
When a man... That's what I'm saying. Like, it's some sexual stuff. This is
what
sexual.
I can't hear you. Can you say it one more time?
Okay, Let me try. Let me move this mic closer to me. When a man shits into a woman's vagina.
Oh, my God. Our website...
Space docking.
Our website must be hacked.
I think the developer...
No, that's the Google. I did a Google search. That's the first one that came up.
Sir,
that's
sir.
Not good.
We got the second portal open right now. Oh. If you want to type in the URL, I can give you the address.
Yeah. Do you want to type...
Let's do that. Yeah. That's better than... Yeah,
okay.
I mean,
okay.
Google...
Now, yeah, we are having some problems right now with some type of hacker. I don't know if you're
that's
aware
not
about
good.
It.
I'm dealing with them right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this explains the whole way that the packages come down from the satellite, because we're actually storing everything up there.
Yeah.
It's stored up there.
Mm.
Okay.
Well,
what's the website I should go to?
Oh, okay. You have a computer in front of you or something like that?
No, like I was telling him, I'm actually out with my wife. We just finished dinner.
Oh, okay.
You can
look it up real quick. It's like a really simple page, and it's the second portal. It's not as complete as the other
numbers,
website.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
okay.
If you want
yeah.
to, do, yeah.
Read them
okay,
the numbers.
What's the website?
Okay. So you open up your web browser right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the address is it's a bunch of digits. Okay. So it's 198. Dot.
Oh, you're sending me to a...
Yeah, because they hacked us.
Yeah,
they've
hacked
us. So this is just the actual...
Well, space docking, I just Googled space docking. I didn't look up space dock.
Well, then they're doing something to make fun of our service, or they don't want us to succeed with this or something. So they're saying that our service is... something having to do with...
Something degrading.
Poop, yeah. Pooping,
or it's a porno, or it's a porno term that people have been using, so it has a
sir,
it has a lot of.
We don't know what goes through those hackers' mind. Yeah.
So you're pooping
on.
Okay, go ahead. 198.
198 dot 143 dot 157 dot 115, and after that you press enter.
And that should be good to go, because they can't hack our actual site. Just what our
I mean, those hackers are impressive, those days.
I can't believe this.
Project Honeypot.
I'm sorry. What?
Project Honeypot?
Project Honeypot? I don't know what you're referring to. No, I think. Did you enter it wrong? I can give it back to you.
198.143.157 or 198.143.157.115.
Yeah, correct.
That's right.
And after that, you press enter. Enter on your keyboard. You know where the enter key is?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm on a phone, so maybe.
Okay. Maybe the enter key is in another place.
No, I know what the enter key is.
Okay, what type of phone are you using right now? Is it a coconut phone?
Yeah, I think your phone is hacked. There's no way that our system is showing this stuff up. Are you sure you haven't been looking at porn on your phone?
No.
I think you've been using your phone to, you know, shank off in the bathroom.
I wish.
You wish? You wish.
Yeah, I have a very beautiful woman
Okay, sir.
She's not giving you any, right? Sir,
the technician just informed me that you might actually having some problem because we are redirecting the website. I can give you the third address, but it's in development, so it's not as complete as the first one, okay? Want to give it a try?
Sir? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sure if we want to hire him because this is...
Okay, he doesn't look interested at all. I mean, sir, are you interested?
Are you still interested?
Are you joking with us, sir?
I just want to look at the site. I just want to get some information. You know?
Yeah, we are.
I mean, I'm saying give me an IP address, which is fine, but...
Yeah, correct.
You know,
but you have to...
I work for a webcast company. Like, we do webcasting.
Okay, perfect. So you understand...
So, like, I know all about the web. Okay. I type fast. I can type code, 70 right. words a minute. You know, so I don't watch porn. I'm one of the few men that you'll meet me like that don't watch porn.
Just to be clear, that's not a porn concert.
But see, porn terms shouldn't be coming up on your phone when we're telling you. I mean,
But I bet if you go to Google right now, you'll get the exact same results.
Okay,
because Google is based on how.
Okay, I can open it.
I don't think so. Not if your phone is hacked.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, but my phone isn't hacked. Maybe my phone is hacked.
Well, you have an Android phone.
I'm not on a computer, so I couldn't do it right now.
Right. Okay, well, just do it on your phone, just like I did, and then look up space.king.
Okay.
And then you'll see all the
stuff that
I just said. Yeah,
the landline.
Nope.
But you didn't give me a web address. You gave me a general term.
Well, see, this is a conference call, and they gave me the number. I place the ads, and I work with the actual, you know, hiring side.
Yeah, I'm on the technical
department. I got you. All that's fine. But I mean, at the same time, if you give me a website to look up,
okay,
that's simple.
But
if you give me an IP address,
no problem, sir. We can try the third address.
Yeah, okay. Try the third address because
we
this
can try
is...
another one. Okay, so you have your internet browser open?
Almost open.
Okay, perfect. No problem, sir.
And I'm going to see Ryan Tolkien at the teleconference meeting tomorrow, and I'm going to let him know about this.
Yeah.
The sites are hacked.
Serious matter here.
I hope it's not a hack.
Let's not joke about that. Well, okay, sir, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm almost ready. I'm just opening another page so this one can stay open.
Okay, no problem. Sir?
And I still have a number. I'm almost there. I'm on the phone, so it's not the fastest to try and work online while you're on the phone.
I'm sorry that you have problems with your website right now. But, Zacher, you know?
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready now.
No problem. Okay, so you have to erase everything in your URL bar, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's give another try with the IP address. It's 198.143.115. 157.115 and press enter after that. Sir?
Yeah, okay. It's loading. It's going slow.
Are you on your Wi-Fi?
I mean, I'm at a restaurant.
Okay.
Wife and I just finished having dinner.
Oh, no problem. Sir? Usually there's kind of video explaining our company on the website that I just gave you. So if you want to turn up your volume or put your headset on, just go for it, okay?
Is it Robotext? Robotext?
Robtext.com? No, I'm sorry, sir. We might have some problems there too. Okay, let's just try with the third address. Okay, so you erase everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll start from a fresh start. Okay, so it's M-E-A, like in me, A,
mm-hmm.
T, and after that you have to enter the letter S as in sport, P as in performance, I guess. I as in international, and N as in Nancy. After that you have to add .com, .com. Press enter after that.
Meatspin.com.
Correct, sir.
It's actually meatspin.com. Because we spin the items down. It's the droid. And we haven't gone to market yet with it, so please don't share this URL with anyone. Did it work?
No. Some more porn stuff is popping up. Meatspin.com.
Yeah, is it work?
Website where dude is writing another dude. This is
nice. So it's working. Does it work?
Usually, you have to wait 3 or 4 seconds, and the video will pop up.
Is it? Did it load? Did the site load? At least.
Do you have Flash on your Android phone?
Yeah, did it load?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. No, it's giving me another porn site. It redirected me.
My God!
But did it load?
Okay, for I'm gonna pass this to my technician. What do you see actually? I have to give them a description.
Yeah, because it's gonna transfer us off the line, and it's gonna transfer him to you.
And we don't.
So this
want
is gonna
to
be the technical
request.
Department.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any way you can email me? Like,
well, here, we're transferring you right now.
Easier.
1 second.
It'll be easier if you email me.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Sir? Oh, I think you didn't have been transferred. Please hang on. Okay, my supervisor, Mr. McClanahan, will take this phone. Just wait while I'm patching him through.
Ryan Token, how can I help you?
Hi, hello? Mr. McClanahan.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm going to patch you through the client that have some problem on our website.
Oh.
Okay? Please hang on.
Okay.
Beep.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I wasn't focused on the website. I was really just trying to get some information about the product.
Okay, and what exactly is the website doing?
No, I didn't, the website, the link that he sent me, or he didn't send me a link, he gave me an address. wasn't working. I was really just focused on getting information about the product.
Yeah, I apologize. We are having some issues, some security issues. So right now we're using me@spin.com. And then, is that one they gave you or no?
Yeah, some porn sites came up.
Ooh, we're having issues there too. Okay. What is it? I don't know.
I really don't want to go through a bunch of. Like, it's Friday night, you know. I don't mind being part of things that are moving and progressing, but, you know, if you're having a website issue, I think you got to reserve it.
Yeah.
You know, work on it. You don't need me to do your website. I can refer you to someone who can help you with websites.
Well,
I think we can
handle it. The problem is we are getting attacked. We were DDoSed earlier today, and now it seems a lot of our pages have been getting changed into porn and other weird stuff. Our main page was turned into, it was just a picture of a cactus. That was it. Picture of a cactus. It took four of us 6 hours to fix that, and then they changed it to some other stuff. So at me at spin is not working anymore?
No, I guess not. I don't know.
Okay.
No, I'm actually trying to look at it from my phone. But, I mean, I think it's on you guys to really deal with your website. You know, I mean, I'm a professional, and if I told my client to talk to my web designer when my website wasn't working, they would just look at me like I'm crazy when I'm trying to sell them on something.
I gotcha. You know, yeah.
I think what's important is if you guys, I mean, if this is something you need, want me to be involved with, then you need to send me the information via email.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And then, you know, we can just work from there.
How many spins did you let it get to before you tried to refresh?
I didn't refresh.
Oh, okay. Typically, if it gets to 50 spins, you can go ahead and just refresh it.
I'm not even on the page anymore.
Okay, because the power bottom on there, he can't take much more than 50 before there starts to be some bleeding. So you got to refresh.
It's in your butt, boy.
All right, whatever. I'm hanging up on him. We talked to that guy for way too long.
He got it.
Yeah, at that point, there was no way around it.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Yeah.
I missed
quite a bit of that because I was out doing stuff, but I came back and I was like, oh, they're trying to get him to go to Meatspin.
Yeah. Oh, I made him look up space docking.
Yeah.
Is that when the people put their penises together?
No. Space? Way worse.
Oh, way worse. I don't want to know what that is then.
I made him read it out twice.
You know what was funny is I didn't hear too much of the call, but he seemed to, no matter what what you guys were doing to him, he seemed to go, see, I'm a professional and I'm really smart and I know about computers and stuff, but he seems to lack common sense because apparently he'd rather talk to some prankers than his beautiful wife.
Yeah.
All right.
I tried to make him put the sound on his speaker.
I tuned in. I heard him when he said that. He goes, he said, and what do you see? What do you see? And he goes, I see. That's my French impression. I deal with some French people at work, so I get some exposure to it.
Good.
It's a little different than theirs. Yours accent's a little different, but it's there quite a bit. And anyways, he was like, there's a dude riding another dude's cock. That's
what he said. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. That's what.
And how many spins did you get?
Yes. And how many spins did you get before you refreshed?
I probably got up to like 3 or 4, and then just
quick
because it was like,
dude, did you guys ever hear that call when me and Dwight were talking to that chick, and we were. I forgot what the subject was that we got her on originally, but we got her go to Meat Spin, and we got her just to stay there. And she's like, "I know what's going on here. This is porn." And she was a really slow girl, but she was like, "We're like, yes, but how many spins are you up to? 200 and something." She said, "It's like, so you're just gonna
you're off to the gay now."
No, it was a chick, so I guess whatever. Okay. But you know, it was still hilarious that you know. And then we just sat and we were just like mean to her and insulted her, and she just wouldn't she wouldn't go away. It was weird. It was the weirdest call that I had ever been in when it comes to some chick who was just letting us give her a beating. But all right, so why don't we do some experiment? These are top secret experiment calls, you know, just so it's $5,000 a day, and I kept it really, really vague. The laboratory is the Sunny Nino Laboratory, or Sunny Nino Laboratory, and I went by Roger Taft this time. Wow, same initials. I didn't even notice that. I just threw out a name, and it's just like Ryan Token. Same initials.
Weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, let's see. I got some ideas here. Which one do I want to do? I could revisit Electrical Monkeys, but I need somebody to play sound. Nah, we won't do that, because I'd have to get... Maybe I'll do that next week. Tell them that... They're part of the experiment. Is you're in charge of electrocuting the monkeys. Yeah, the other guy quit. We need you to get in here immediately. I love electrocuting monkeys because it shocks the shit out of people. They're like, what?
Yeah.
What? Because monkeys already do get treated like shit when it comes to experiments, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing to gain. There's
nothing. They're in a cage or they're there.
Yeah, exactly.
Or some old hick has one. Or,
yeah.
And there's nothing to learn or gain from just hitting them with electricity.
Just for fun.
Just hit them with electricity over and over.
It's a sucking monkey. Yeah.
The one lady, I told her we were studying, we were trying to develop a new lip gloss. She's on my intro, and I said, yeah, we're shocking monkeys. And she goes, you're doing what? She yelled at me.
Yeah.
Stop calling me. She had to yell at me, tell me to quit calling.
I'm going down my basement where I'm electrocuting monkeys.
I do not want to hear that.
Yes.
That's so fucked up. All right. So let's see. Okay. Now, if you guys hear like I'm trying to pull you in, like have a conversation with a person besides the person on the phone, I'm not. So don't jump in. Okay.
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 It's just part of what my plan is here.
Okay, this one is all for you.
All right. I don't know. Sometimes these go quick.
Beep, 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 beep. Hey, Mr. Mike Lanahan.
Yeah, no shit. Where you been? You drunk by now?
Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
I think he's muted.
Yeah. He'll be back. He is always back.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jimmy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jimmy. This is Roger Taft. I'm from the Sunny Neo Laboratories. You responded to our Craigslist ad for some top secret experiments.
Yes, I was just curious what your prerequisites were and what exactly you required of us.
Well,
if we were to be doing it.
Yeah, well, It is pretty top secret, so if I speak vaguely, just roll with it and understand there's certain things I can tell you and certain things I can't at the moment, okay?
That's understandable.
Yeah. So, basically, there is an area, it's on the coast, the west coast, so we would drive you out there. There'd be... we'd need you to be slightly disoriented, so probably just a blindfold would work, just so you don't know right where you're at. And then there's this... And then where we drop you off at is actually the facility. That's what we like to call it. Some people call it the shack. Other people call it heaven. So, there's just a little trail. You'd get dropped off there, and you'd go back there. That's where you'll find... There's actually, like, a trailer back there. And you'd go into this trailer, and... There's an area, and you'll see the big arrow that's pointing, and there's a stool, and you just sit on the stool, and you wait. and then when you see something come into the hole, then you just go ahead and slob it and you know, just do what you need to do. And then, you know, then when that one's done, there'll probably be another one right after it. So, I mean, it's pretty top secret, and you just do that next to the hole.
Okay.
All right. So
I'm not really interested.
Well, I don't think I'm giving you a choice anymore. I've told you too much.
Not my fault.
You're going to work the goddamn glory hole, motherfucker. That's all there is to it. You hear me?
No.
You're working the fucking glory hole, son of a bitch. We're coming to get you, Jimmy. I beelined for a different plan there. I didn't go down the alley.
You're going to work the damn glory hole.
Oh, what did Miss Morgan send me? She sent me a link to something.
Tommy, hey, Polaris, isn't that Turbo that used to do "It's in Your Butt, Boy"?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Shout out to Turbo.
Yeah.
I knew he was gonna hang up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She sent me. Here, I'll share it. Here. Stop
no!
it. Here, I'm gonna share this link with you, Miss Morgan. The ever so wonderful Miss Morgan from
Fuck.
What the hell's their website again? Diabolical Domina, like coming like domination, but Domina. So Diabolical Domina. The wonderful Miss Morgan sent me a link. So there's a plug too, Miss Morgan. And here, if you guys want to look through it, and because I don't have time to sit and read it, look through it and look for weird stuff for saying experiments, okay? So I glanced at it real quick, so there's some cool stuff there. There's a vomit drinking test on there. Perfect. She's pointing out the good ones. So if you guys want to, why don't you do that one? Why don't you read the vomit drinking test, one of you two, and then you guys can do that one. Try to get people to do the vomit. It's not too far-fetched. I got people to do worse on my last round of this type of call. Yes, I got this one. All right, Andrew, I'm calling Andrew. This one will be fun. So you guys go ahead and read what you need to read, and I'll do this real quick. Okay. This one probably won't last too long either. Who knows? So. All right.
Shout out to Jag TV.
JD!
You know what to do.
What?
Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck to do.
I don't want to call him back, whatever.
I don't have any idea of what to do.
I know. You know what to do. Yeah, call you a homo. Just don't even bother putting it.
You suck bottom, bitch.
Here we go. Dwight Quits. He changed his name to Dwight Quits. I think Dwight did too many. Sloth wore out my Dwight. That's what happened. Sloth drained my Dwight for the night. That's all right. We're still having fun. That's funny. Oh, what was the name? Alan. All right.
Hello?
Holy shit, Alan. It's loud there. What's going on?
Hello?
Hey, Alan, it's loud as hell there. What's going on?
This is who?
Alan. Alan, is this Alan?
Yes, it is. Hold on 1 second. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, I can tell.
Hey, is that better?
Well, it's still loud as fuck, but it's a little better.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm calling. This is Roger Taff from Sunny Neil Laboratories. You wanted to join our secret experiments for $5,000 a day?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can barely hear you. I'm actually at the fair this weekend.
Ah. Are you very interested in learning more about this and being paid $5,000 a day to help us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Very well. All right. Are you sure you can hear me? Because it is loud as hell there. Can you tell all those people to shut up so we can have a conversation?
Unfortunately, that's a band.
Oh. Well, if you could just go up and then just go up to them and say, "Hey, I'm on the phone. Shut up."
Trust me, I would if I could, but I think I can take care of this.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll try to get through this then. I mean, it's...
There you go.
Okay. So, you know how these days there's a lot of medical pills out there that help a lot of different things, right?
Not a medical, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, basically, there's a pill that we are developing kind of on the underground because this pill is made for people who have urination fetishes, okay?
Okay.
We're looking for people to take these pills, and these pills, when you take them, you'll urinate for, like, right now we haven't quite hit it, but we're aiming for a straight stream of urination for 14 hours straight.
Holy Jesus.
Yeah, and it's for the people that are just, like, hardcore into getting pissed on, man. It's awesome. I mean, we actually work for a porn site.
That's it.
Yep, we're going to develop this pill, and we are going to corner the market on urination porn.
Okay.
So if you're interested, we can get you some of these pills, and then you just tell me, you know, if, I mean, currently we're up to about 6.5 hours of straight urination, but we need to hit 14 hours, and then our patent's solid.
Okay.
So do you want to give me your address and I can send you some of these pills?
119.
Okay.
D is in Delta.
Okay.
119D.
119D.
P-S-P-A-P-S.
All right. P as in what?
E is in Edward. S is in Sam. Q is in Tango.
Okay.
Q is in Edward. A, not E. A is in Alpha.
This isn't at all confusing. Keep going.
It's safe. Like a safe, like a big mansion is in a safe.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect.
A safe site. I've been here since like 10 o'clock this morning. I'm tired.
Oh, that's fine. Hey, that's fine. And you know what? I need a guy that has that kind of stamina, because if you're going to be urinating for 14 hours straight, it takes a little out of you.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Stop. Stop pushing your buttons.
I'm not pushing them.
Oh, I thought that was you.
Nope, not me.
Okay.
I'm on a Bluetooth.
Okay, that's cool. Oh, so you could probably piss for at least an hour straight right now.
Considering I'm in the bathroom in 3 hours, 4 hours, yeah, hey, probably
should.
I have
another experiment for you. I have another one. See, we've been saving this sausage, like a breakfast sausage. We've been saving it for 13 years, and we're looking for somebody to eat it and then tell us what happens.
Now I'm going to go with that one.
Well, it's $5,000 a day, but I mean, it's only going to take you like 15 minutes to eat the sausage, so that's like $52.08 or something. So I'll give you $52. You know, I'll give you $55 to eat the sausage.
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I mean, it's not a big deal, but we're also doing reverse circumcisions because they give you magic powers. Are you aware of that latest study?
Nah, I don't think I'll do that one either.
Okay. Are you circumcised,
I like
though?
Circumcision.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we can reverse it. We can reverse it, and you'll have magic powers.
Nah, I kind of like the circumcised.
Sir, let me ask you a question.
Okay. Yes.
Are you a big water drinker?
Yes.
Yeah. I hope so, because you will need it.
What was
Do you realize that if you pee for 14 hours, you had to ingest about 4 liters an hour? Do you realize
that? I drink a lot of water.
Did you drink tonight, sir?
A lot of water, yeah.
Okay. How much?
I probably put away 45 or 50 water bottles since this morning.
Since this morning, 45 bottles? And how much alcohol?
How much what?
How much booze?
How much? I can't. You broke up.
Okay, okay. Well, how much alcohol did you drink?
He didn't break up. He's French-Canadian.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can speak to you in French
alcohol.
If you want.
Yeah.
Aimeriez-vous mieux
I didn't drink any
français?
Alcohol.
Okay.
I thought you said you're on a booze cruise.
No, yeah. I had a state fair.
Yeah, but you said a booze cruise. Are you a carny? Are you one of them dirty, filthy carnies?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
I own a limousine company.
Okay. Okay. No other question, Your Honor.
All right. Let me just go ahead and ask you a question, if I could.
Okay.
All right. If, hypothetically, I had the ability to send you back in time, would you take that trip?
That was too much.
apparently, that was it, huh?
Okay. Yeah. He's a big water drinker, though.
Either. Yeah, I mean.
Okay, I got one more I want to do. That guy I beelined on that one, and I just ran through a bunch of my list. But I beelined on him because it was just loud and weird. So, yeah. All right. I'm going to call one more, and then I can hand it off to you guys for a little bit. Dwight pissed on his art phone marking contract. Dwight, I don't want to hear anything from you that you didn't give me any calls, because I tried to give you like 10 tonight. I figure you're just burned out. You can only do so many hours of this shit. Alright, who did I just call? Tim. Tim, you motherfucker. Answer your phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tim?
Yes.
Hi, Tim. This is Roger Taff from the Sunny Neil Laboratories. You responded to our Craigslist ad that we had posted?
Yes.
The Secret Experiments one. Do you remember that one, the $5,000 a day Secret Experiments?
Yeah, definitely. And I looked it up, and you guys are animal experiments, right?
We've done that. We actually are changing over to something very unique, though. But we've done some of that, yes.
Okay.
Yep. And it was mostly animal experiments, but in video games. If you looked at that website closely, it was in video games. So we're into. We're into electronics and other stuff, and we got this really crazy experiment that we're gonna try, and we're looking for some people who are. You got to keep it 100% secret, but it's gonna be really cool.
Okay. I'm in.
All right. Well, let me get into the details of it first before you say you're in. All right.
Okay.
So, I had placed these Craigslist ads a couple of weeks ago, where I was claiming to be a Japanese robot company named Jara. Okay.
Uh huh.
And I was looking for 50 households to put to beta test this new robot, and I was offering up $10,000 to. Let us put our robot in their house for 15 days, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So here's what I want. Here's the real plan. That's what they think is going to happen. So these 50 households think that we're going to actually send a robot over to their house. And what we're actually going to do is I'm going to put you in a robot costume. And we're going to just have you show up on their doorstep. Now, they have been given instructions that these robots must... They must have a locked facility where this plug gets plugged into the wall, but the plug doesn't go anywhere. And they must leave food and water So 6 hours of the 6 hours of the day where they think you're resting is where you can eat and use the bathroom and stuff like that. And so you can kind of come out of your robot costume, basically. And so you're just going to wander around these people's houses acting like a robot, you know, and interacting with them kind of like the Japanese Osimo robot that just recently come out. And there's been a few others that different companies have. But it's going to be you in a costume. And that's our big experiment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never even dreamed about doing something like that, but I'm such a prankster.
Most people haven't. So, now the thing is, I mean, could you somewhat show me how you would interact with the people? You know, like maybe as a robot. Like,
If it's a family, I'm really good with kids. I have two daughters that are 2 and 5. So there's a nice little age difference. So I know how to relate to both of their ages.
Okay.
Lots of nieces and nephews. I'm a very respectful person, respecting other people and their property. But at the same time, I get, like, I'm a social person.
Okay.
So I'd be really social with them, you know, and I would basically listen to their commands.
Yep.
And then kind of just follow them in my own way.
In a robot way, how would you interact with them, though? Like let's say they said... You know, they said, robot, who do you think's going to win the big game tonight?
And I would say, statistically, it is the Oakland A's, Oakland Athletics. Because of the last 5 games, they have had a 4-game winning streak. Go A's.
I like that. Yeah, good. And that's what we're looking for. Something that sounds human, but not exactly human, you know. So that's a big part of it. And the other part of it is I'm going to need you to go ahead and write down, like, all the valuables that you see in their house. You know, maybe if they keep some money, so maybe there'll be some snooping involved, you know, but if you get caught, you just go exploring or something like that. And it just, like, give me a list of, like, all their valuables or, you know, maybe if they have some extra bank cards laying around, things like that, just a list of... what and where?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, man.
I
appreciate it, bro, and I hope you don't get caught, man, but I'm studying criminal justice right now.
Get caught
and that
doing
is
what?
No good.
Get caught doing what? This is a robot social experiment. Get caught doing what?
And you're spying on people's houses and their personal property, and you're in their house without permission. I mean, dude, I'm seriously getting my associates at criminal justice, so I know the law, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're asking me to break all different kinds of laws in somebody's house thinking that this is a robot.
You got a half an associate's in law, and now you're some kind of lawyer?
No, I'm not a lawyer.
Well, then just
I'm not
do
a
it.
Lawyer at all.
It's 5 grand.
Because, no, 5 grand my ass, dude. You just admitted to me a minute ago that hang up, dude, and I hope you don't get caught.
Hey, Dick Clips. Don't hang up.
He thought he was smart. He said, I am working on my associate's degree, and so I know the law.
I said, so you're a lawyer?
So you got a half an associate's degree, so that makes you a lawyer?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You just admitted this and that. No. And you're willing to dress up as a robot and go wander around people's houses?
Yeah.
Kids. Oh, well. Anyways, I just blew my load. That was pretty much my list. All right, what do you guys got? You guys want me to throw another one up there?
20 minutes before the show ends.
Yep. What was his name? His name was...
I don't remember, sorry.
Let's look at his number so I can...
It's 519.
Yep, 19.
Yep.
There we are. Tim. All right.
Tim!
Talk to Tim. All right. Let's see.
Is my AC doing too much noise?
No, it isn't too bad.
Okay. I can try to turn it off.
That's fine. All right, I'll throw this one up there. This guy's name's Phil. So,
here we go.
You know that last guy's gonna be like, Wow, I just had the weirdest call. These people wanted to pay me money to wander around and write down people's valuables.
Researching.
Yeah, that's what I said. If you get caught in their drawers, just say researching.
Just say exploring.
Exploring.
Just say exploring.
It was a good one.
I love that. See, those are the calls that don't spook me, because in my mind, I didn't, you know, because some people would say, oh, you know, like, he's like, you just admitted this. I didn't admit nothing. I didn't say that we were going to steal anything. I didn't say anything. I said you were going to go in there and just wander around. And plus, he was the one that was willing to do it.
Yeah.
He's doing the...
Yeah. It's funny. All right, so here's Phil.
Exploring.
I don't know which one of you guys want this, or both of you. I don't care.
I don't want it.
Okay. Do you want ideas, Trainwreck, or do you got some? I got some ideas. Trainwreck, are you there? Trainwreck, Mr. Wreck, Mr. Train, are you there? Oh shit!
You did.
No, I'm having problems. He's having problems right now. His login problems. Okay. All right. That being said, let's look at... all right. So, God damn it. I really did go through all my shit. There's that one. There's that one. Oh, I can send him on a Mega Man adventure. I wrote that one down. I don't even remember what the fuck I meant by that.
Sorry, I drop out.
That's fine. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Do you have ideas or do you want ideas?
I'm the one making the call?
Yes.
Okay, give me ideas, please.
Okay, the secret experiment is you need somebody to help you dig a tunnel to China.
Okay, that works.
Okay.
Okay, I can...
Then if it gets weird, you can just say that... I don't know. We could just run with it. Who cares? Okay. There's 14 minutes left.
Okay. Yeah. I tried to make it short.
There you go. His name's Phil.
Okay. Thank you. Ring, ring, ring. Pick it up. Come on, motherfucker. Pick up your phone, goddammit. Motherfucker.
DZ, he's right. I should have said, where are you going, DeVry?
Please leave your message for 602-327-54.
Sorry about that. No, but that would have been... Because we've made fun of DeVry. Yeah, yeah. You're studying law, probably at DeVry.
Yeah. DeVry University.
We love to make fun of DeVry for no reason.
Yeah. Hey, Polaris, you want to take the next one?
I can. I'm just getting too baked to really be.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's the thing is, I haven't smoked pot in a lot of years. It's been a lot of years now because I can't because of my work and stuff. I'm not against it or anything, but I've often thought it's probably a good thing, because if I smoked pot and tried to do this show, I don't think I would just kind of be like, okay.
Like a show for 5-6 hours and at the end hang up.
Something.
Alright, so here you go, Trainwreck. Here's Edmund.
Hello? Speak up. Hello?
What, you want to die, motherfucker?
What?
Huh? Who the fuck is calling me making jokes on my phone, huh?
Chod?
Huh? Who stole?
Sir, we're...
Huh?
We're calling from the Sunny Neil Lab. You applied to a Craigslist ad we posted.
Yeah, and you just told me to go fuck myself, so how does that imply? Like, really?
Yeah, seriously, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, how about your mama?
No, this is... Fuck your mama.
Yeah.
How about the mama?
Hey, man.
Sir, this is not the way to answer a natural phone call.
Yeah. Well, I don't give a damn. That is not the way you're supposed to ask and talk to people on the phone.
Hey,
you answered the phone and said that you were going to kill us.
Why don't you just sit down and listen?
Yeah. Sir, sir, you answered the phone and said you're going to kill us.
Yes, nobody swore at you.
Yeah.
And I don't give a damn. Hey, you don't call my phone cursing people out. You will die.
Guess what?
Sir. Sir,
and I got you on GPS right now.
Oh my God, you got your GPS out.
Uh-oh, the tracers have been activated.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Sir, we will call this phone every single day on the hour. Every day,
sir,
unless you calm down.
Yeah. Smoke weed
every day. And sir, you may want to actually change your number because I'm about to put your name and number out on many, many gay Craigslist advertisements.
The Eclipse.
That's awesome.
Yes. Now
please
you
do.
You can get all the cock you crave.
Yeah, hell yeah. And I can shove it right up your ass.
Oh, your ass.
Oh yeah. And then you can both suck each other's dick, huh? So that's what y'all doing, huh? Y'all ain't seen each other's cockarockers, huh? Oh, my God. A bunch of white boys sucking dick. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. So you're smelling each other's butt cheeks, huh? So you like the smell of asshole, huh? In the morning and at night? Ah, that's what y'all doing right now, playing with each other, calling guys so you can hear their voices, huh? And that's what it is, y'all playing, sucking each other's dick. That's what happened. Y'all heard my voice and y'all was like, oh, fuck off, because you was too busy coming, because he was in your mouth. Huh, that's what it was? You got cum all over your face? Oh, poor guys, I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. We don't do that here. You need to go find some other white boy that might like your cock-sucking gayness. Oh, my God. Please, yes, indeed. Next time you want to make a plan, call Fuckface. Hey, don't put your phone on fucking, you know what I mean? Take it off the fucking thing. You want to make a plan, Joe? You need to take off the damn number.
We're in trouble.
How about none? How about not showing your number, cockface?
Oh, no, we're in so much trouble. He knows our number.
I got your number. I'm going to pass it around just like you will pass mine. And we're both going to get thousands of phone calls. Ain't that great? Carl, fuckface, it's funny how you can make prank calls, but in real life, you ain't nothing but a cockface. You know what I mean? A real nigga would not fucking make phone calls. Come see me, fuckface, so you could die.
Yeah. What, you want to fight?
Both of y'all niggas could die.
You want to fist fight?
Bite each other's dicks off.
Hey, Edmund.
Oh, you like it so hard in your ass, huh?
Hey, Edmund, you want
to
fist fight?
You got to talk to her. You like them black and bald, huh? And your cockarockers. Is your mom sucking your dick, too? Is your dad sucking your asshole? Let me find out y'all into that freaky shit. What are y'all, hillbillies or something? Rednecks or something?
Oh,
shut up, Peener. You want to fight? I'll meet you at the Walmart. Hey, if you want to fight, I'll meet you at the Walmart.
How fuckface?
My race is pure.
What happened, fuckface? What's the matter? Are you getting your feelings hurt? Are you fucking your mom in the asshole and she's not liking it? Huh? Is she making you realize how small your dick is? Huh? That's what's going on. Poor guy. I'm sorry. Two virgin nerds probably just trying to get yourself a little something action, huh?
Edmund.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
Sorry, not really, okay? Oh, bitch. He hung up. What a bitch.
Oh, my God. Dude, I am fucking blown. Did anybody actually swear at him? I don't think so.
I think I did.
Oh, did you? Okay, I didn't
Dwight
catch it.
Did.
Did you, Dwight?
I called him before you called him, and I said...
Quit fucking with our show, asshole.
I called him, and I said, fuck you, nigga, and I hung up on him, and then you guys called.
I was wondering... Dude,
that's what he was all butthurt about.
I was wondering what happened. Because he answered his phone. You're gonna die, motherfucker. And I'm like, what?
and I kept it going since then.
Yes. Dude, I wondered what happened. Dwight, you asshole. Dwight fucking stealing my numbers before I'm clicking them.
Heard me when it was ringing.
That was pretty clever, though, Dwight.
Yeah. It was a good one.
Yes.
I guess.
That's funny. That is funny. He was like, you should block your number! Oh no!
Oh my God, you got the GPS!
Yeah. No. He traced to me all... Yeah, I know, he actually said, I have your phone has GPS. He said, what? If this dude has more phone knowledge than us, holy shit!
My God! Eyes on to us.
Whatever, he's just a drunk Mexican.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
He wants to kill us, though.
He does. Yeah. I think he would probably meet us somewhere and try to murder us and then try and to just accept the fact that he's going to do forever in prison. Yeah. He's that type of human.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Edward.
That's why we keep him in the ghetto and they kill each other.
Control population.
No, I'm not. No, I hate it when it's just. It's one thing when they scream and yell and you can still interact with them. He wasn't even allowing that.
Nope.
There was nothing.
Nope.
It was fun, though.
Yes. I was laughing at him, but. Yeah. All right. So, Dwight, don't do that. Anybody else want to do another call before I end the show?
I think we should end it up right here. With this one, it's a pretty good one.
Nice screaming match. And Dwight's prank on us.
Good job, Dwight.
Yes, that was good. Well, I wasn't wrong then, because I thought I was paying attention. All of a sudden, he was like, I will kill you, motherfucker, so he answered his phone or whatever. It's like, what? Holy shit.
He heard me.
He was dark, you know, he was scared of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably... Here's my picture of him. He is 5'3".
Yeah.
108 pounds. He wears khakis that are pulled up to just below his nipples, and he wears a wife beater. And he still has it. He still has his hairnet on from when he worked 2 days ago.
I figured that too.
That's him.
Figured all these things about him.
Yeah.
So he's a little weasel.
Yes, and that's why he's so mad at life.
Call him a weasel.
No, because he's just going to scream and yell.
And well, let him scream and yell. It's funny. Sounds like a miserable weasel.
Sometimes it's funny. It was kind of like some people really like calling the Asian Axe or whatever the hell their names was. And I called them one time, and it was just, it was exhausting. It was fucking exhausting listening to them yell at me for 30 minutes. And all they did was threaten to kill me over and over and over. And tell me I was stupid and I was white, and they didn't have to worry about it because white motherfuckers' wives are all trying to kill them motherfuckers because they're stupid honky wives.
Yeah.
And that was like, it was like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? First of all, yes, that's true. White wives do kill all their husbands. That's true. But
that guy's still going crazy. I just called him again. He's still going fucking nuts.
See, you should call him back.
Yeah. Call him back.
Well, you're still going nuts. He's like, I was like, he answered. I'm like, Girl Scout Cookies of America, we're taking donations. And he's like, oh, you raping little kids now. He started doing shit like that.
Hey, Dwight, right. Talk to him.
Yes, Dwight, if you'll stay on and talk to him, I will call him back. Otherwise, please. I don't have the fucking energy to sit and have screaming matches with people.
Come on, Dwight.
All right. So you guys
I actually told him to tell his mongoloid kid to shut the fuck up, too.
All right, guys, this is you. This is the last call of the night.
Okay, last one of the night.
Watch this shit.
Yeah. Shit break loose.
You must love my voice, huh, cockface? Can't get over my voice, nigga. You just love the size of my dick in your mouth, huh? Let me find out. Is your boy Danny putting you up to this? Tell him that how does it feel to get a dick in his ass? That's funny. Oh, my God. So what you want to talk about, huh? The dicks that you don't have or the dicks you want in your mouth? Or let's talk about your mama's big back flabby pussy, huh? Maybe let's talk about your grandmother and your mama getting their freak on while their dad is fucking your brother in the asshole.
GPS tracking system, how may I help you?
Fuck alert. You need a fuck? Come on, Jay. Let
So are you off your fucking medication?
There's no way this guy's not a loser.
I don't got my medication. Niggas like he just made my day.
Sauce.
I bet you he works at a Fortune 500 company.
I bet you didn't understand that shit, huh? Yeah, you didn't get that, huh? You didn't get that, huh?
Big clips.
Sir.
Punto.
Sir.
Big clearer. Oh, that's what that does. Big clearer. Oh, you want to see it coming? All you got to do is put your eye to it. You might lose an eyeball, though, you know what I mean?
Sir, no, in all seriousness, I'll leave you alone. I just want to ask you one question. Does your daughter know that you're also her uncle?
Yeah, she does. But she's cool with it.
One question for you.
One question.
Is that why she's a mongoloid?
Uh-huh.
Fucking retard.
Yeah.
Hey, you know? Sir, uh-huh. One question. How many fingers?
Did you take up the ass? I don't know. I think you told me.
He beat you to the punchline.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you like fat fingers or do you like skinny fingers? How is it? How does that turn for you?
What the fuck does that have to Let's do with talk. Anything, Come on. You crazy
no,
motherfucker?
Hey, though. I'm curious. How is it?
Let me find out. Powder keg.
No, listen, Closet Keith. Listen, Closet Keith, I swear to God, I will hold, I promise. Hands to God, I will not say a word about how you like getting the ass, how you cross-dress, or how you do drag shows every other night.
I like hearing about it.
You know what I mean? It could be our secret. It's all right.
Preach it.
It's
no,
all right.
Tell
keep it short,
lady.
Man.
No.
Tell your old lady tonight when you're fucking her.
No. She's not right now.
Listen, buddy, there's only one reason you would keep it a secret. Because you're down with it and you fucking love it. You want me cross-dressing right and giving you lap dances
oh,
and shit?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Exactly
Heck
right.
Yeah. Hey, oh, my God. I want to, you know, I love to please little dick niggas. Like, niggas, like I could imagine, honestly, you probably are just below 3.5 inches. So, talking to me, somebody that's just under 9, I think makes you feel a lot better about yourself. But it's okay, Papi. It's okay. Trust me.
Sir,
it's okay.
Sir.
You're right. There's three of you out here, right? Listen. All y'all gotta do is grab each other and cup each other by the ball right now, right? And then you just jiggle.
Right,
it's like a motorboat type deal.
Jiggle. Polaris, let me jiggle. Come here.
Yeah, there you go. Jiggle. No. I'm telling you, bro, that's gonna make your night.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck
yeah. Let's sit in
with a masturbation contest, guys.
Fuck yeah, there you go. Let's see who's first.
This guy's an Indian. He's teaching us how to jiggle.
Jiggle.
Oh,
well,
fuck yeah.
That's how you do it. No, I'm not. No, seriously, it's Saturday night. You see, I got an excuse. I'm babysitting, of course. You know what I mean?
What?
Y'all niggas excuses.
Yeah, it's Friday night, you jobless motherfucker.
Y'all sound like early 20s. You know, late teens. Y'all niggas should be out there getting pussy.
I'm in my 60s.
I mean, it's 10 o'clock at night. Y'all niggas really have nothing better else to do than get on the phone and try to make crack jokes.
Motherfucker, I'm
like, how many other people have y'all called to make crack jokes?
Let me tell you something. The girls that love us making prank calls, we get all kinds of pussy for making these calls.
Yeah, we
calls.
Do.
And I make six figures.
That's what's up. Now, y'all need to incorporate girls in these pranks. You know what I mean? Make it sound more, you know, more
funny. They got a mouthful.
Shut your goddamn mouth, okay? You filthy brown.
Shit. Now, are y'all at least recording? Are y'all at least recording it so y'all can put it on Facebook or something? YouTube?
And a customer service representative will be with you shortly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Here.
You can get a large
free topping or specialty pizza for $13 each.
Pizza.
Yeah.
So you're having training for pizza talking.
My friend will order a pizza. Go ahead, Hulu.
Go ahead.
Hey, can I get the phone number you placed the order under?
Of course.
Yeah, it's 602.
661.
Here, go ahead and order.
748-0240.
Damn, he's giving you a bullshit number.
The number again is
661-748.
248-0240.
Ma'am,
and they call me. They call me Jack Rod.
It's a
okay.
Yeah, 661-748-0240. 7240.
And the pizza's for Jack Rod. You said.
Yeah, I want a cock and a rye, and I want. I want guacamole. You got the order?
Hold on.
Yeah, 661.
Jesus, you dumb motherfucker. You don't even know how to order a pizza.
661. Mm-hmm. 748-248-0240.
And 1-6.
0.
661.
204. 761. And then there's a 2. 9 or 4.
9 or 9.
I'm sorry.
1.
No. Don't be sorry. Just send us the pizza.
I'm not sure.
And immigration, please.
What phone number you're in?
661 is a California number. We just moved out here from California.
President.
661, please. 748-0240.
I'm not getting a... We don't have an address.
Shut up.
We don't have an order under that phone number.
Hey.
No,
are
yeah,
you saying you
do.
Don't deliver to Mexicans?
74-74-74...
Ma'am, do you not deliver to Mexicans? Is that
it's 661-748-0240.
748-240.
There.
Yeah.
You got the number?
Of course.
Ma'am, are you giving...
Where are you located at?
Are you giving Edmund a hard time because he's Mexican?
Mexican? And where have you ever heard of a Mexican named Edmund? Oh my God, a Mexican named Edmund.
I've never heard of anybody named Edmund.
I'm a cracker, didn't you know? Didn't you know the name I named me? I'm a crackers. I eat pizza.
My face is white, is not all right. I'm a cracker eating a cracker.
Yeah, I'm a cracker eating cracker bread.
I do apologize. I can't understand you, but...
Shut up, lady.
Can you call one more time,
okay? No, I'm going to call you one more time, Mama. Hold on 1 second, though. I need your number, though. Your cell number.
Good one.
Ma'am, I need your number.
We're calling
an emergency.
Customer service.
We are taking out our GPS, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't shut it down.
What?
Huh?
We don't speak English.
You speak
not
French?
Speak English?
No,
you
we
speak
don't
French?
Speak English.
Hey, you speak French?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Do you speak bala bien?
You sound like you speak English to me, lady. All right.
Ma'am.
All right, see, Edmund, she
shut
hung
up.
I tried
shit,
to add some pussy, and you...
Suck,
Edmund, you, as you can see, we tried to add some pussy to the recipe,
yeah.
And
yeah,
it got all
see,
fucked up.
You fucked it up.
Yep,
you
it got all
God
fucked up.
You yeah, messed it up. God, dog, y'all people don't know how to do this
you
right. Come on, fellas. Y'all like beginners? Let's get this right.
It's our first night. It's our first night.
God damn, you dirty, freaking redneck, dude. Y'all want me to be Mexican so bad, y'all calling me Mexican.
But
oh
talking
God
like a Mexican then, you filthy white guy.
God damn. I'm a white Mexican. I'm a white Mexican.
You're a Mexican Mexican.
I'm a cracker Mexican.
Then why do you say the word nigga and then
what
talk like a Mexican?
I was born in Guadalajara.
Hala. Is that what that is? Puerto Rico.
In Guadalajara.
Hala. Gandhi.
Alright.
I was related to Gandhi. Gandhi was my great father.
Pancho
Villa was my uncle, and he hate my mother.
Hey, shut up, Clips.
You marachud.
Gandhi sauce. Hala. Yep.
So you like Hindu or something?
Yep.
Hala.
All right, his medication's kicked in, guys. I'm going to let Edmund go. Have a good night, Edmund.
Good night, Edmund. Hey, fuck you, Edmund.
Eat shit, Edmund.
Alright. That was bizarre. First of all, I can't believe he's white. He doesn't sound anything like any even a gangster
not,
wannabe.
If anything, he's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
He said he's a white Mexican. That'd be Puerto Rican.
Okay.
And that's not all right. I'm a cracker.
So he's basically what you're telling
Who
me is he's ashamed
did
he's
anybody
brown.
Else hear him make a bomb threat?
No,
yeah.
I didn't.
People in the chat are swearing that he made a bomb threat to
no,
that pizza.
He did not. I was listening to him. I didn't hear that.
I got confused.
I was confused too. I'm like, I didn't hear him make a fucking bomb threat.
Yeah, he didn't.
He asked for a number.
He asked for a cell phone number.
Yeah, he asked for a cell phone number and he tried to order some Mexican food or some shit at first.
He tried to give your phone number or something like that.
Unless he did it in Spanish and we didn't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. He did say some Spanish words, but I don't think so. He seemed to be playing along. No, I would have hung up if I would have heard that.
No, I fucking love that. I called him right before you fucking guys did. Like,
and I tell her, shut the fuck up,
please. He picked up, and I'm like, yeah, but the robots? And he's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, nigga. And I hung up. not even 2 seconds later, you guys called. Like, I reconnected my ear call, and he's like, "You want to die, motherfuckers?"
Yeah. Dude, that was brilliant. I was so surprised.
You send back us.
I was just blown away by that. All right. Well, all right. Well, let's do that. That was a good fun way to end it. And I'm glad, all of a sudden I had the idea. I was like, I'm gonna call a Pizza Hut and just see what happens.
Good one.
This will be on the show reel tonight, Nova.
Fucking kept trying to like say his number, and he's fucking repeating the Skype number to her.
Yeah, now he's repeating his number.
And that was funny too. Yeah, everybody kept saying numbers, and that lady hung out way longer than anybody ever should have. Yeah.
Gian wasn't here last week, was it? Or did we do one? Oh, yeah.
Last week we did.
That's the one with the photo shoot with the one bitch we never called back. Fuck, I meant to call her.
Justin, what song? at the end?
What?
Justin's asking me something.
What song?
The one I played at the end? In the beginning. That was last week. That was Hobson H, the rap song. I think you're saying, right? And if so, then it's Hobson. It's H O P S I N, and it's Hobson. I forget what it's Volume 5 or some shit. Oh, it was a Radiohead song. No. I don't play Radiohead songs. No, I don't know what it was. I could.
While he's looking it up, I'll recommend a movie for everyone. Watch Bad Neighbors. That movie is fucking awesome.
No, maybe Hobson was the week before. You know what? Hold on a second. Give me.
Well, the week before that, you were on vacation.
I can tell you what it was. This is what I played last week: Bloodhound Gang, Great White Dope. Then I played the Illmind of Hobson 6, Illmind of Hobson 5. Miley, You're a Good Girl by John LaJoy. Broken Hearted by John LaJoy. At the very end, it was a song called Machines Are, or it's a group called Machines Are People Too, and and the song's called Do What You Love. That's last week.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
That being said, let's go ahead and go through our list. Let's see. What do we got? Okay, Polaris, what'd you learn today?
Well, I learned that space talking is the art of defecating directly into one's vagina.
Train wreck, what did you learn today?
Well, that Mexican are crazy as shit.
That's funny. Yeah. Dwight, what did you learn today?
I learned, even though Dwight only had like 2 minutes of airtime, he brings the fucking flavor.
He did. That was very creative what you did in the end there.
I yelled at that guy in the beginning of the show, and I yelled at the motherfucker at the end.
Good job. Let's see. Let's go. Let's look at the chat room real quick. Yeah, let's see. Anybody? I learned not to stick my penis into vending machine fly traps. Or Venus flytraps, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. Venus flytraps. Let's see. I learned that Dwight is the fucking best person to make people angry. I agree. He is one of the better people at that. I try a lot of things. Let's see. I learned Jayad reads this, is what Ken says. Yes. All right. So there's that I learned. Let's see. What did I learn today? Fuck. Jesus Christ. I learned that Trainwreck is starting to come out of his shell because he did some very good calls today. Good job, Trainwreck.
Thank you.
Yep. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and play that song that I let in with. Again, just to plug those guys. Like I said, they're local guys that I knew. There's even some people that I kind of grew up around that are associated with these guys. So, again, that is MC Infinite, Ski Town Killers, and you can look that up on their YouTube, which is the Ski Town Killers YouTube. The song is Change the World, and it's off of their new album, which is all uploaded onto their YouTube, their new album called Above the Influence. So I hope you like this song, and also remember... anything you can do to help me with this history, it's the working title, History of Prank Phone Calls. Anything you can do to help me. I'm looking for news stories, preferably videos, and I'm looking for anything from a TV show or a movie or anything like that where somebody does a prank phone call or something about a prank phone calls mentioned. And if you know any history about the
There was one more what I learned in the chat.
Oh, okay.
It says, so I stuck my dick into a bug zapper and it hurt, but I liked it. So I did it again, and it's fun. So I learned it's fun. And that was from Ken.
The more you know.
Ken, you creative motherfucker. Yeah. All right. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. This is I got a video that's going to be out this week. You all will definitely see it, and I hope you like it. It's part of a very interesting thing that's about to happen. At the same time, I tried to make it extremely funny. So I hope you enjoy it. Yeah. This has been The Art of Phone Larking. Good night, everyone.
Best believe this is a killer of dreams. Jack the Ripper on the streets, making the seats of everyone he meets. It's like the walking dead inside your head, where the zombies are real, but they don't chew flesh. They do the best with this little hex to chew on your mind and move on to who's next. Stubborn-minded is not open-minded. We wear little watches cause we're short on time. Just search inside it, you surely find it. Remember, in life, if you ain't growing, you're dying. So look to every day as a new beginning. Find your gift and make your life have meaning. Then give it away with a purposeful feeling, being better than you used to be to fight a human being.
Fighting on the good fight. I'd always paying it forward. A champion to the cause, you know I carry the torch. Whatever the source, for the force of effort I'm giving it. Make a difference on this planet in hopes the world just might benefit. All I wanna do is improve. Can't even figure out my next move, my next move. A few of you who are like-minded people who are fed up, sick and tired of all of this evil.
If I want to change the world, I got to change myself first. Lose all the hate, never berate other soldiers. Replace with love, smoke tons of bud, share it with love. Spread peace like a dove, feed all who don't have enough. In my city, they're dying every day, not enough food on the plate. Kids served up as bait, crime rate escalates. A riot in the streets the other day, during an Easter celebration. If I could, I'd change it all today, listening to what I say.
Fighting on the good fight, always paying it forward. A champion to the cause, you know I carry the torch. Whatever the source, for the force of effort I'm giving it. Make a difference on this planet in hopes the world just might benefit. All I wanna do is improve. Can't even figure out my next move, my next move. The few of you who are like-minded people who are fed up, sick and tired of all of this evil.
Always wishing I could win the lotto, change my friends and family's world tomorrow. When I reach in my pocket, it's hollow, except for the pills I swallow. It's my life, don't follow, holler at myself in a shattered mirror. Suddenly like a premonition, it's finally clear. Time to face fear, kick myself in the rear. Get in gear, say the tears for too many years. I couldn't fucking see, change this world, I gotta change me. Starting fucking right now, doing this to make you proud. So get real loud, draw a crowd as we get down. Telling y'all right now, we're changing up ski town. My kids can just run around, playing on safer ground. Laughing and joyous sounds, happiness will just drown. Pass the fucking joint around. We all get high now, stand up and take a bow.
Fighting on the good fight, always paying it forward. A champion to the cause, you know I carry the torch. Whatever the source, for the force of effort.